Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. On the diamond in Philadelphia, St. Louis Cardinals right fielder Jordan Walker became your 2026 MLB All-Star Home Run Derby champion. Walker outlasted hometown favorite Kyle Schwarber to become the first Cardinal to win the Derby. And despite reports that his job is in serious jeopardy, University of Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel told the Detroit Free Press he's staying at Michigan. He also told Yahoo Sports, quote, "The president and I have had several great conversations over the past couple of days. There are no plans for me not to continue to be the athletic director for the near future." And finally, after a few days off, the World Cup will be back in action today. France will take on Spain in the semifinals at 3 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun.
Come on, Joe!
Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Tuesday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He's Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis.
Guaguan, you bless.
Ha! You know it. Absolutely. Right on, buddy. I don't know the right way to respond to that. What is the Jamaican response to Wagwan you bless?
I don't know. He's
well, you don't get to start introducing like phrases that then I can't respond to. I feel like that's not fair.
All I'm asking you is what's going on.
I know, and if I wish I had a response. Like I don't like in Spanish it's like
you should do some homework on it.
I should look, the person who's not Jamaican should look up what the right response is.
Do some homework.
Like if I said to you in Spanish, Dios le bendiga.
I don't even know what you just said to me.
Because I don't know what you said to me,
I'm going to take it as an insult. Watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
And help me with the sale.
What an all-star cast that was, huh? 40-year-old virgin with, in that scene alone, isn't that Steve Carell? Obviously, Kevin Hart.
I don't even know.
Jane Lynch. Isn't she in that scene? The manager with the spiky hair?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's a huge celebrity. Like, who's the guy who's actually the sales rep? He's, like, been in a million things, too.
Let me look.
Well, I think in Spanish what I said to you was Dios le bendiga, I believe, means, like, go with God. It's a way of saying, like, see you later, but it's like, God bless you or
Romani
something
Romani
like
Malco.
Okay. Well, I didn't know the name, but I do remember seeing that guy in plenty of things, but...
Because you're throwing too many big words at me. Because I don't know him, I'm going to take him as disrespect. Watch your mouth and help me with the scene.
I thought I heard they improv that entire scene. Am I wrong? At least the dialogue. It feels like parts of the dialogue, I thought I heard they improv'd it. But again, now you got all these. I hate it now because there's so many different aggregator little websites or Twitter handles or Instagram accounts that they'll post something and they'll say, did you know in this scene that no, there was no script and they were actually just doing this in a regular cafe and none of these people were extras. And you're like, that can't be true. There's no way that's real. This is like
a lot of great scenes is improv. And I'll be like, wow, that's actually talent.
I know that. I just don't know that I can trust anything on the internet anymore. Like when I see something like that, I have to go look for three different sources to verify. Cause like, I just,
so you don't trust, what's the dude that posted the Mitch.
Marner, your guy.
No.
Posted what?
Mitch McConnell.
Bang.
Yeah, bang.
Oh, yeah. You'll trust his picture.
It's not that I don't trust
him. I mean, he got up after that picture. He got up. He was breakdancing.
I saw that.
What you said?
I saw that one. I was like, wow, good for Mitch McConnell. He's back and jumping up out of his chair. That's good. Good for him. Yeah, we got everything sorted out. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. So, by the way, today, you may have remembered, it's Hot Take Tuesday. Get your hot takes and you can tweet them to us at Bone and Tyvis 971 or head to the YouTube chat. Go to YouTube 971 The Fan. Click on T-Bone and Tyvis. A couple things to get us started here today. I saw that yesterday the home run derby was won by
Jordan Walker.
Jordan Walker. Yes, that's right. Let him live.
Beat Kyle Schwarber. Yes.
My guy.
And all I sat there and thought about was, the Guardians traded away Julian Caminero, man. It just don't sit well with me. It just does not sit well with me that they traded him away for a pitcher who nobody even knows, Tobias Myers.
How'd that work out?
Tobias Myers currently plays for the Mets with a 6.26 ERA.
I'm also aware. Yeah, so
there you go.
That's not going well for them.
To be fair, I don't know who the home run derby champion is either.
Jordan Walker.
You're the producer of this show, Dylan. That's your job.
We don't have to know, but
you have to know. Like,
yeah, before last night.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you made it even. Okay. You did this, the update. I'm pretty sure you said who won in the
24
update.
24 hours ago, if you said, who's Jordan Walker? I don't know.
He's apparently a good player who's making like the league minimum.
I'm sure he is.
I think they said he's making the league minimum, which apparently is like $800,000, which good for them for that being your minimum salary. Let him live.
I can't believe.
He made $1 million last night winning the home run derby.
How much of it did you watch?
I flipped it on and then I got to tell you, I flipped it on and I heard this and I turned it right back off. This is Will Ferrell.
Philadelphia, here we are for the home run derby. Oh my goodness. Roger, Gus, good to be with you tonight. No, I'm Will and this is Jimmy. That's
right. Anyway, We went over this.
We're very excited to be here. We're very excited to be a part of this. We hope you are too. Are you guys ready to watch some balls go very far into the air?
Instant turn. Just click. Didn't even know. No,
I turned it on Netflix and saw Monday Night Raw was on. I was like, let me watch that instead.
Hey.
Wow. Yeah, this was on, if you didn't watch it, this was on Netflix. The first time ever it's been like an exclusively streamed thing on Netflix. So they have a show coming on apparently with Will Ferrell doing something. I don't know. And so they had him there with the co-stars of his show. Was that, I don't know, which it looked like a Ferrell brother or is that right? No, Wilson brother. Wilson? Not Ferrell.
Luke. Not Owen.
Ferrell,
Luke.
Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. The one you don't want.
I mean,
wait a minute. Let me look because I get them confused.
I want Will Ferrell to stop doing stuff.
Oh, no.
I've shared that take before on here, but I'll share it again since it's the Hot Take Tuesday. Will Ferrell, most overrated comedian of our time.
I agree with you.
Okay, those are spicy takes.
I agree with
those
you.
Those are hot takes.
Because a lot of people would tell, in my community, we always have the argument, who's the funniest Caucasian comedian?
Up in Powell, this is what you're talking about?
Up in Powell.
It's like, who's the funniest Caucasian comedian?
Southern Delaware County.
The whole city of Powell.
Like, hey, fellow Caucasians who live around me, hey, let's have a discussion about who the funniest Caucasian comedian is.
To me, it's Jim Carrey, but they throw out Will Ferrell. And Will Ferrell had a couple moments, but like
it was the same moment ten times.
To me personally, he's never really been that funny to me.
That very, very hot take though. I will say this. As someone who has appreciated Will Ferrell's career and I have enjoyed it. I was watching SNL when he was on in his heyday, so like that was my first time of seeing him. Then he did a bunch of movies, and some of those were better than others, but we understand plenty of great comedic moments there. I just would say, like, he's a comedian, yes, but when people talk about comedians, I think of stand-up comedy. Like, in that, he's never been a good stand-up comedian. That's not what he does. He's an improv comedian. Mm. And so, when he's improvising and it's on, it's hilarious. I encourage anyone, go watch there's a bit he did once with Conan O'Brien back in the day, who again, this is, I mean, a very Caucasian level of humor here, but like it was Conan had a beard and they brought Will Ferrell on to shave him on the air. And it was quite funny. He was riffing and doing his thing. It was very funny. No, this was on Conan O'Brien's show. I think it was towards the end before he was like winding it down when he was on NBC. Anyway, the point is that was very funny. What I'm saying now is I feel like even someone like me who's a fan of his, we're becoming overexposed to Will Ferrell. Like, this is too much. This has been almost 30 years of us watching Will Ferrell do essentially the same bit in almost everything he's on. And now to have him, like, in the midst of a live sporting event where they also, by the way, had Michael Buffer in a boxing ring calling, like, the players in as they're introing them. Here's a little, this, like, again, this just was all, it was like, let's put Will Ferrell on there because it's Netflix and he has a show. And then let's get Michael Buffer to make it sound like a big event. And it all just kind of fell flat. This is them trying to introduce Bryce Harper. Will Ferrell is doing it, even though Michael Buffer is there.
The man who never has to pay at Wawa. The Liberty Bell comes and takes photos of him. His meatballs have crossed the Delaware more than George Washington. He has 21 career and hopefully he ejects some balls tonight. Bryce Harper.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
And Bryce went out there to lose in the first round. It was sad, too, because he was in a conundrum. It was one of them ones where if he won and advanced, then Kyle Schwarber would be out.
Why is that a conundrum?
Because they was in Philly and they wanted both Philly's players to make it.
Oh,
to
you're
the
saying
semi.
It's for the fans. I'm saying, is that a conundrum for Bryce Harper?
No,
unless he's got some loser in him. That'd be not for him. He's like, I gotta. But no, he didn't. Clearly,
maybe I had an extra cup of haterade today, but you encouraged me to watch a bit with Will Ferrell and Conan.
Mm.
Conan can go to hell too.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
You woke up on the road.
Listen. No. I want to say, I enjoy those guys' comedy. Another guy that I put in their category that I thoroughly enjoy is Dana Carvey. I also admit I'm a bunch of years older than you guys. So I think Dana Carvey specifically, but certainly Conan and Will Ferrell can fall into this too. There's a bit of a you had to be there factor for all of their comedy. Like, those guys, I bet you guys both have to look up. Do you know who Dana Carvey even is?
The dude from Wayne's World.
Okay. There you go. But not Wayne.
No.
Garth.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Have you seen him in anything other than that?
No.
Okay. This is my point.
Wait, yes.
Like on SNL.
Was he the Master of Disguise?
Yeah.
Turtle.
Right. You don't understand. This man had the entire country in stitches with a chocolate broccoli. Like, this guy would just say chopping broccoli a bunch of times in a bunch of different ways. People lost their minds for it. Now, I think if you play that bit,
they look at you
most
like
people
sick.
Don't. It was just a time and a place thing is all I'm saying. So I'm fully okay with you saying Conan O'Brien's overrated. I think you can put Dana Carvey. Not again, I don't think they're overrated. I think that was funny for their time. I don't know that they are as funny now because the people who found them funny, we've been watching them for 25, 30 years. So that's not a hot take, Dylan. I think it's okay. As an old, I will co-sign your take. That's fine. So anyway, congrats to who is it? Kenneth Walker,
Jordan Walker,
my guy,
George,
Super Bowl MVP, and now he's a home run. What's his name?
Jordan Walker,
my guy.
Beat Kyle Schwarber in the finals.
Love the tonight
12-11
tonight All Star game, and you know what? We'll get back. We'll talk about it. What is the best All Star game? Which one is it? Tyvus has a hot take on that, or maybe not. D-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Tuesday. Already seeing some incidents out on our roads, especially if you were heading downtown from that north side. Keep in mind, we are seeing a crash 71 in that southbound direction right before 670. That left lane, really the two left lanes, are blocked out there. First responders on the scene, still an active investigation as well. If you're passing by, go slow and, of course, use that right side to move over. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by the Ohio Poultry Association.
The event takes place Thursday, July 30th, and all email submissions must be in by July 27th. Enter today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a lot of sunshine this morning, and that'll continue right into the afternoon. That'll send our highs up into the mid-90s later on today with a peak heat index in the upper 90s. Mostly sunny skies once again for your Wednesday. Be a little bit warmer, about 96 for a high. Top heat index tomorrow afternoon reaches to about 100. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The two most mature people working at the radio station.
And that's just because they wear pants.
The pervert and the skivvies.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays at noon.
The Fan.
Tyvus hates Girl Scout cookies.
I hate it.
And little girls. And America.
I hate it, hate, hate.
Seriously, Tyvus, what the hell?
Okay, whatever this is, I already hate it.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, it's Hot Take Tuesday. You can get your hot takes in at Bone and Tyvus 971 or YouTube chat. Just go to YouTube, 971 The Fan. Click on T-Bone and Tyvus. Alex the King in the YouTube chat said, Hot Take Tuesday. There's never been a better decade for comedy than the 2000s. Convince me of another decade beats a lineup of Ferrell, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, Vince Vaughn, Steve Carell, Ben Stiller, Judd Apatow era comedies.
Oh, easy.
Okay.
The original kings of comedy. What? Bad Martin Lawrence, yeah.
Okay, but that's not a... He's talking about comedy movies. The original kings of comedy, isn't that just like stand-up?
But it's a movie.
Yeah, but it's stand-up. That's not... there's not. No, that's not... That's not a fair comparison. He's saying...
Is it not a movie?
He's saying,
not go get it on VHS?
Okay, yes, you can also, by the way, you can also get a colonoscopy on DVD. That doesn't make it a movie. What are you talking about? Like, they give you that at the doctor's office. I'm sure Fish has a few copies. I'm just saying, like, what does that mean? That it's on a film, it's on DVD or VHS. You can go make it a movie. No, it doesn't count. He's saying, like, the comedy movies, purpose written. I'm trying to think of all the ones in the 2000s, but, like, obviously you have, like, the Ferrell stuff with Talladega Nights and Old School and... I'm blanking on a bunch of the other ones too, but like you've got Step Brothers, like all those movies you've got, and then you've got
I'm looking at it, Step Brothers, Pineapple Express, Anchorman,
yeah,
the other guys, 21 Jump Street, Bad Santa, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Well, I don't know if that is in the Will Ferrell, but yeah,
no,
you're right.
No,
those are all like 2000s comedies.
2000.
Well, you
the Hangover, Role Models,
all the Hangovers, yeah,
Semi-pro,
I forgot Borat, about.
Dodgeball.
All the Borat, yes,
Euro
of course.
Euro Trip, banger.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, I mean.
Old school, banger.
2000s were pretty good for comedies. For that type of kind of, there's really no huge plot in those movies. It's just comedic vehicles to get guys a chance to goof around. Yeah,
Super
those are pretty good.
Troopers.
Have you ever seen Super Troopers?
No.
Oh, Dylan. Have you ever seen Super Troopers?
I've seen Super Troopers, and I've seen Super Troopers the right way as well.
I like where your head's at there. That's the way to, I've never seen it that way. Maybe I need to go take a little time out and go check it out myself. Yeah. I need to go take a little trip and go see it. I'm freaking out, man. Dude, maybe you go the weed route. Maybe you go the shrooms route. I'm saying maybe you go stronger than that.
Where's Andy?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, right. Our guy Andy in the chat. Now, that Super Troopers is one of my all-time favorite movies. But, yeah, that's also early 2000s came out.
The it's right way.
That one. Meow, sir. You just outdo. I love that movie. My favorite part. I don't want to just quote this movie forever, but the last thing I will say. The best part of Super Troopers is when they are they are talking about shenanigans. They keep saying, sir, we won't do any more shenanigans. There's no shenanigans. There's a lot of shenanigans, sir. And it's the guy who, it's all a bunch of state troopers. And their boss, the leader of the group, is like, enough. I hear the word shenanigans. I'm going to pistol whip next person who says shenanigans. And they pause. They go, hey, Farva, what's that place you like with all the stupid crap on the walls? And he goes, oh, you mean shenanigans? And then they just hand him the pistol. Fantastic movie. I love that movie.
I gotta watch it.
You do. You need to watch that. But all right. Yeah, you know what, though? Alex, it's not a hot take. I think that's fine. Also, Brandon says, I'm hearing this hate on Will Ferrell, and especially Conan makes me want to rage. Conan is a saint. A saint, damn it. I'm with you. I love Conan O'Brien, but I need to know, from Brandon's perspective, I don't mean to age everyone here, but like I'm in my 40s. When I grew up, when I was in high school, Conan was like the edgy, funny thing on late night TV. For a lot of people, that was Letterman, people who are older than me, when Letterman was on in like the 80s late at night. You guys, I'm sure, probably didn't watch a lot of Conan. Did you ever stay up and watch Conan O'Brien when you were kids?
No.
I mean, if I couldn't sleep And back when, you know, my parents cut off all the cable and satellite and I only had local channels, what else was I going to do but watch Conan?
It's fine.
That's a movie fine. That my friends suggested I watch, this, they said that I missed out on, was Team America.
Oh, World well, Police. That I enjoyed that one as well. Yes, very
go,
much so.
I got to go watch
America.
F, yeah. Coming again to save the mother effing day. America. I may have seen it a few times. South Park, man. Like all the South Park creators. I watched all that South Park. Did you guys get into South Park at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I thought at least we got some cultural touchstone here where we all come to
my favorite
together
episode
on that.
Of South Park is where he goes on, what is it, Jeopardy, and he got to solve the word. He solves it, and he says...
I don't know if we can... Yeah.
I don't think I should say
his instinct was correct. Don't say that. Don't say that word. No. All right.
It was Naggers.
Yeah. And the clue was someone who annoys people.
I feel like we That's what Nick Saban and Alabama football, that's all they were talking about. They were just, when someone's bugging you.
Man, they is goated for that one. That was it. That episode was crazy.
All right, Tyvus. Well, let's try to get this back on the rails. Here's my question for you. Best All-Star game. Is it tonight? Not that this one will be the best, but
like
is it Major
sports.
League Baseball? Is it Pro Bowl? No, it just,
I would
it's
say,
not the Pro Bowl because that doesn't even exist anymore.
I would say it's only two in sports that you can look at and say probably is the best. And I think it's baseball and hockey because to me, those are the only two where they actually go hard and try to win. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like baseball, you're not going up there to just swing a bat and strike out. No, that pitch, you got the best pitcher on the mound versus some of the best hitters.
Yeah,
so like, and they're actually going at it, like they're actually trying. So, like to me, that is like some of the best stuff you're gonna see. To me personally, I think baseball got it won, but I do think hockey is really competitive as well because they literally care. I mean, the four nation thing, because that's taking huge. Over for their All Star, right?
They don't do it every year though.
I think they're trying to.
I'm about to say I thought that was the thing.
I think they've already talked about how they want to do it because they didn't have it this year, obviously, with
the Olympics
happening. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to try to do it again next year. But yeah, I tend to agree with you. I just, my bigger point is I think All-Star games have lost the luster just because, oh, wow, look, it's a guy from the American League going against the National League.
Before,
see every weekend in Major League Baseball now. Like
the NFL,
that's not as special as it used to be.
The NFL did this to themselves because if they went back to like, back when like Tom Brady was like in his early years when they used to have like the quarterback competition with the throw offs and then the world heavy, the strong man competition where they doing the bench press.
Aren't they doing so? I mean, they do the skill thing where they have like,
they playing dodgeball.
I thought they
got the quarterback thing.
They do the quarterback thing.
But like they don't do the throw off and stuff no more.
Oh, it's just as far as you can throw.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're not going to do that because they don't want to blow anybody's arm out.
That's what I'm
saying.
These
guys are worth $250 million.
We got soft.
No,
that's part of the
problem. These guys got worth too much.
That's the problem with all things, all All-Star games, is that people don't want to participate for the fear of getting hurt. But you go out there in a pickup game and play as hard as you possibly can.
I don't think
basketball players go to Lifetime and hoop harder than they do in the All-Star game. What sense does that make?
I want to also say that I think I'm not defending that at all, but I will defend like the NBA players not going hard in the All-Star game because it's like, what do you want? Like,
I want to see what you do when y'all go to Lifetime. I want that.
Okay.
Give me that session.
If you watch Donovan Mitchell go out and like bust his ass in an All-Star game, and then in the third quarter, he breaks his ankle because he's like going up and fighting.
How often has that happened?
It does happen in the All-Star game because no one takes it seriously.
Back when they did, back when Jordan and them played, did that happen?
That's, by the way, they didn't take it seriously.
They took it serious in the last two to five minutes. They do now, which is they take it serious
for the last 2 minutes, and everybody sees those highlights from 40 years ago and goes, oh, that's when they cared. They didn't care back then. I watched those games. They didn't care.
Yeah, just because the scores were lower doesn't mean that they were
bad basketball players. They couldn't hit shots like they can now.
What was Michael Jordan's All-Star record? Wasn't he like a huge competitor?
But again, he's goofing around throughout the game too until it got late in the game, and then he would show up for, like everyone did. They locked down a little bit.
You're talking about like how Kyrie made Victor Wembanyama have that dance.
Oh, God, stop with
have
that.
This dance.
Yes, congratulations. You shook a guy who's 7'5". You kind of shook him even though he still got to your shot. And didn't he miss the shot?
He did.
So who won the possession?
What you're talking about is irrelevant.
I'm not. Gun to my head, ask me what the best All-Star game is, just shoot me.
Right. No. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'd rather watch actual games than watch these exhibits. Personally, the All-Star, if you like it tonight, great. Enjoy it. For me, it does nothing because it doesn't mean anything.
A baseball game?
The All-Star game means nothing to me. It's a meaningless exhibition. When Bud Selig walked down and said, this game's ending in a tie, we're done. That was when the All-Star game ended for me. That was all done there.
He shouldn't have done that.
But again, a tie is a valid result. I just want to point out. That was the right call by him, but that's when I knew. All right. I have a hot take about money and professional athletes. You'll hear it in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
A heads up here, we are seeing repairs right now just as you're passing the airport on 670. It is that westbound direction, folks, so just in case you were heading downtown, be aware. It's that airport drive. That left shoulder is currently blocked. At least some good news here. Despite the construction still going on, we do see that no cars are affected. Really not seeing any traffic forming because of this. So far, so good. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
fan.com. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Your home for football, food, and fun. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
More hot takes coming up for you on a Hot Take Tuesday. You can get yours in at Bone and Tyvus 971 or in our YouTube chat, which is always good. Nelson's in there. Joseph's in there. Golf Central is in there.
Nelson got
Rusty.
A hot take. Did you see it?
I don't know. No.
Oh, what? Go ahead. He said, hot take. LeBron will announce he's going to Philly today.
Ooh.
God. How you feel about that, Dylan?
I mean, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
you want to go to Philly?
I also would not be completely shocked.
What about Golden State?
Yeah, no.
Draymond Green's a good salesman.
Yeah, no.
And Steph Curry said he'd be the best basketball he'll play.
Draymond just coming out and being like, yep, I pitched LeBron to come here. I also pitched KD to come here 10 years ago. Like, I think he would have played with LeBron 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't care.
No, he's, well, you know what, though?
The one who's scared of competition.
Is it he wants to win? Like, because I'm not here to take up Draymond Green's side of things at all, ever, usually.
He goes to Golden State.
But if we're talking about trying nothing. To win, if they allow you, I've never understood this about, like, the guys who all got together, like when LeBron did it with Dwayne Wade and
Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen did it first.
Absolutely right.
It gets overlooked.
And what's wrong? Here's my question. What's wrong with that? Like, are you trying to win? Like, if you were playing pickup basketball or football or anything as kids, and it was like you get the first pick and you pick like the best player, who do you pick? The
Giannis
the worst kid? I'm saying if you're sitting there on the playground and you know who the best kid is in your friend group, and our friend group growing up was my friend Mike. Mike was a first pick every single time. So if Mike wasn't picking, then you hoped you got on. If Mike was picking, you hoped on his got on his team. If he wasn't picking, you picked him first. I'm just saying, if then like the next pick comes, that guy skips over the guy you really want and picks one of his buddies. What are you gonna do? Say, oh, well, that's not fair. I already got the best player on my team. I can't get the second best guy.
The way people look at it,
I'm gonna take those guys.
I think the way people look at it is let's say.
Yeah. We all would do this.
You never beat that team. Or you beat them once, but y'all was in a war. And they cost you, three losses on your resume, your championship? They cost you three rings.
Mm-hmm.
Would you join him after that?
No. Oh, you're talking about the Kevin Durant thing?
No, I'm talking about LeBron.
No. I don't. When did they? What are you talking about? That cost him three rings.
Didn't he go against the Warriors three times in the finals?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Heat.
I'm talking about why
at
would he...
At this point, that's all... No, oh, that's at this point, it's all water under the bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been on like half the team.
No. The only one that gets me, yes, is Kevin Durant. When Kevin Durant said,
I can't beat these guys. They didn't win anything.
Yeah,
that's what he said. Bring up what he actually said.
That doesn't make any sense. He came there to save them, though.
Yeah, that's basically what he said.
That's right. I'm sorry. How stupid of me to think that. When I watch the games and I remember him losing directly to that team, but whatever. Yeah, he's right. They never won anything for him.
Up 3-1, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, they were.
Was it 3-1 or 3-0?
It was 3-1.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was brutal. All right. Anyway, I'm just saying, I don't blame the super teams for like trying to get together because that's what everybody did.
Honestly, it'd be fun to watch. Him and Steph, it'll be fun. Now, sure. Draymond ain't going to get you nothing, but the him and Steph part will be fun.
No, I'm just saying, if he goes to Philly, if he goes to the Cavs, like those are all teams that have good players on them that are hoping they can go win a championship.
The Philly one would be interesting to me.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work with...
The Timberwolves, I think he'd choke LaMelo Ball out. I think he would.
Well, again, I feel like at some point we're putting together fantasy sports, not teams that actually play basketball well
together. They said that was like, one of the five. I think it's down to Philly, Cavs, Heat, Golden State, and Minnesota.
Correct.
That's wild. All right, Dylan, play this audio. This is from Odell Beckham Jr. He was on, I'm trying to remember the name of the podcast. It is The Pivot with
Ryan Clark.
There you go. Here's him talking about how hard it is to live on, you don't realize how hard it is when you have all this money. It's not as easy as you think to be a star athlete and keep your money. Go ahead.
Explain this to people, like, bro, you give somebody a 5-year, $100 million contract, right? What is it really? It's 5 years for 60. You're getting taxed. Do the math. That's 12 a year. You know, that you have to spend, use,
save,
invest, flaunt, like whatever, however, it, just being real. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to give my mom a house. I'm going to do, everything costs money. So if you're spending $4 million a year, that's really $40 million over 5 years, $8 a year, you know? And now you start breaking down the numbers. It's like, that's a 5-year span of where you're getting $8 million. Can you make that last forever? And you always hear the people who ain't us and ain't been in the position like, oh, well, that would last a lifetime. Yeah, this job that I've sacrificed my whole life for, they are giving me that. I didn't ask for the certain dollar amount or whatever, but we weren't taught about no financial literacy and all the way. We
talk about it all the time.
We weren't taught this skill.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on that, Tyvus?
If you're spending $4 million a year, I mean,
there's your problem right there. Like that's when you go to the mechanic and you're like, it doesn't sound right. One of the wheels is missing. It's like, well, there's your problem. That's why.
Yeah. I like how he put flaunting in the budget.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be in there.
Hang on. My hot take was going to be, I can live on $40 million for the rest of my life. Hot take. But no, like, I get the parts he's saying about not everyone is good with their money. Most, like, you know, just in general, most people do not grow up getting taught how to manage their money. I wasn't growing up. I didn't have a class in school that said how to manage your money. Now, thankfully, when I was 20 and I was, you know, starting to make money, it was 25 grand working at a religious radio station. I didn't have money to manage. You know what I mean? I didn't have anybody coming to me, hitting me up for loans. I didn't have the temptation to go buy a Lamborghini or to pay off my parents' house. I get what he's saying there. My point is, his math was, you have $100 million, take out 40 for taxes, take out another 20 for the 5 years you're earning that $100 million because you're going to spend like crazy.
Right.
You're going to take care of it. Fine.
But,
after you've done all that, you have $40 million sitting in the bank. Brother, you take the 40.
Hey,
you take $40 million, live on $1 million a year. If you're 25, that lasts you till 65. If you say, "Whoa, but I'm not good. I want to live past 65." Great, cut it in half and live on $500 grand a year.
$500 grand
a year. You get you from 25 to 105. I think that's a lifetime. I can make that happen.
All I can say is that two things. One, it is different because obviously we never have $40 million or $50 million. So we don't know, you know, people change.
Even my boy J. Cole said he's never been a fan of flashing, probably because he never could. Said if he had it, he probably would.
See, I like
see what I'm saying?
That's okay.
So, like, it might happen. You might get that money and be like, hey, I always wanted to do X, Y, and Z. I got it. Let's go do X, Y, and Z. Or you might fall in love with it. However, what I will say is when I was in the league and I had my checks was just unbelievable at that time.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. Yeah.
I never changed. So I can sit here and tell you if I got $40 million or $100 million, I would still do the same things that I'm doing to this day.
And I believe
that's exactly what I did.
I believe
when I was balling. Yeah. I don't do that stuff.
I think I would be the same way, but who knows?
Only thing that would change is I would actually have my own vehicle. Yeah. I'm going to the lot. By the way, I'm getting a Prius.
I would encourage anyone like Odell Beckham Jr., if you want to test that theory, go ahead. Give me $40 million and let's see what happens. I'll bet I'll be fine. Morning Wood's coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, the road's looking a whole lot better out there on this Tuesday compared to about 15 minutes ago. We now see that the two left lanes are back open on 71 southbound right at 5th Avenue and before 670 after we were seeing a crash not too long ago. Also, repairs are finally complete over by the airport, 670 westbound right by Airport Drive after 270. That left shoulder is also back open. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Call now.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
The only contraband hiding in Tyvus's butt cheeks is a Kit Kat bar. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
It's funny. Fish and I are just having a discussion in here in the break. Our boss, Matt Fishman. We're talking about like stand-up comedy and some of the different comedians. We were earlier in the show discussing how Will Ferrell was kind of, I don't know, I feel he got a little overexposed last night. That sounds dirty. That's not what I mean. But you get like this. It just was a lot yesterday on the Home Run Derby. And that led us earlier in the show to discuss how Dylan and Tyvus don't really find Will Ferrell to be funny. Right? That's fair, Dylan. I'm not making that up.
No, you're not.
Okay. And then
there's moments.
Sure.
I like Semi-Pro. Right. I like Step Brothers.
Yeah.
But then I feel like I got the same movie 10 times.
Now, when I was in high school, Will Ferrell bits and like that era of SNL was when I was in high school. So for me and my friends, our era, when we saw Will Ferrell comedies come out, we were like, oh, good. The guy from SNL that we like is now doing this. Fish brought up that like Eddie Murphy back in the day, you know, when Fish is a little older than me, that was when he was on SNL and he was clean. Because, of course, it's on network television.
Right.
So when you saw Eddie Murphy stand up for the first time, he said that was revolutionary for people because they were used to Eddie Murphy being clean. And suddenly here he is being like this hilarious but very raw, very dirty comedian. And that was shocking, you know, in the 80s.
Talking about Eddie?
Yeah. But I'm saying,
if that's the case, then Rich Pryor was unbelievable.
Well, him too. Right. Of course. But I'm saying like that's what. So I'm saying when I watched Eddie Murphy for the first time, when I finally got to see his stand up, I was in my 20s. I had already seen like Dave Chappelle's.
Home for you?
Oh, it was great. But it wasn't like, it didn't make my jaw hit the floor.
Which one?
Like it probably did in the 80s.
Which Eddie one did you watch?
What's the one in the red jumpsuit?
Raw.
That's the one I saw.
I watched that probably like a month or two ago.
For the first time?
For the first time.
And what'd you think of it?
I thought it was good, but like you said, I think it probably was better in the moment.
Because by the time I had seen that, I had seen Robin Williams do like stand up where he was cussing his head off and being dirty and all that. I had seen George Carlin. I had seen all these stand up comedians do specials, but I saw Dave Chappelle.
I meant Delirious.
Delirious is the one. Okay.
I saw Raw. I wish I would have watched Delirious because Delirious was first.
Yeah.
And they're both great. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying I don't think it hit me the same way in my 20s because I had already seen all these other comedians. So I was just like, oh, here's another comedian being really funny and being really raunchy. But like in the 80s when that happened, and like to your point, Tyvus, even with Richard Pryor, it probably hit different. Anyway, more comedy talk coming up on our sports radio show in a moment. It is a Hot Take Tuesday, by the way, but we got some other business to attend.
It's good to know where you stand on the important issues.
Oh, my.
This is Morning Wood.
Actually, Janet just said, can't believe no one has mentioned Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock as best comedian. Well, those guys are great comedians. We were just talking about how overrated Dave, Will Dave's Ferrell the was. Goat.
Dave is also my favorite.
Dave's the GOAT.
Dave Chappelle, I think, has hit like multiple generations. We can have that discussion some
I'm
other time.
I'm going to tell you who was hilarious. Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac was
on another level.
I'm built different. I'm big buffed. I'm heavy structure.
If I'm pulling out, this whole room would go dark.
Yeah. You just don't understand. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Morning Wood. Question number one, Dylan.
All right, before I ask my first question, I have to confirm something that I think is true, but you guys are both dads. Have you seen the Disney movie Ratatouille?
No. Is that a Disney movie?
Yes.
No, I did not.
You've never seen Ratatouille?
No.
Okay, so let me explain to you the premise of Ratatouille.
Ain't it about a rat that get in the chef's hat and
makes him a hypersensitive palate, and that makes him a good cook.
Okay.
At the end of the movie, they close down the restaurant, but then they imply that essentially, the main rat, his name's Remy, and his whole rat family are essentially running this gourmet kitchen.
Yes.
Okay.
More or less, right? That's right.
So would you guys eat at a gourmet kitchen ran by rats?
Like in this world?
If this happened in real life, if rats were making food so good that it's a 5-star restaurant in Paris, but a rat is cooking your food, would you eat it? That's what I'm asking you.
I wouldn't be able to wrap my head around the fact that a rat is cooking.
The way that they did it in the movie is like humans are preparing it. The rat's just telling them what to do.
At the end, you go into the kitchen and there's just rats in the kitchen.
No, I couldn't do that.
0%.
But also, 0%. I don't know. It's hard for me to envision this one because also like, would you throw old toys away if they were like Buzz and Woody and Light? It's like, no, if they were alive, I wouldn't be like, all right, get the trash can.
I'd shoot it. What are you talking about? A toy gets up and starts talking? I'm shooting it.
I guess you're right. I was thinking more of like a pet, but then I guess, no, it's not like that because it's a toy. It's an inanimate object. Yeah. So, okay. Morning Wood question number one.
Eddie in the chat says, are the rats washing their hands like in the movie?
How do they get around?
We need to
they
cut
walk
this
around on their hands Let's on the floor. Out.
If you walk into the kitchen and it's a rat,
I'm done.
You out of there. No. What are we talking about?
No. I might tolerate it if the guy is like, oh, actually, a rat tells me how to make the food. I'm like, well, this guy's eccentric, but the food tastes good.
Who is he? Dr. Doolittle? Are you talking to the rats?
That's the movie. That's Ratatouille. That's what happens.
Don't watch it, Tyvus, with your children.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It is genuinely a good movie.
I'd rather be here.
We know.
We got that. We know. Yeah, we got it. Mr. No PTO. We understand. All right, Morning Wood question number two, Dylan.
Which free agent wide receiver would you rather have, Deebo Samuel or Stephon Diggs?
Diggs.
Yeah.
Diggs all his off-the-field drama.
A lot of off-the-field drama.
Give me Diggs.
Yeah, I'm with Stephon Diggs.
By landslide, too.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I don't have an argument for you. So, Morningwood question number three.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that you guys have both these things already, so you don't get in any trouble. Okay. But if you had to choose between your dream job or marrying your soulmate, which one would you rather have?
That's tough.
Well, I mean,
that's tough.
I mean, like, I do feel like I'm
I got
in both. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I had both.
What does that mean?
NFL was my dream.
I thought you meant when you were on TV.
It's
like, well, you better be careful what you say here.
No, what you mean? The soulmate thing is locked. That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Would I choose my job or my wife? That's what you're saying?
What is the question you're doing? Like,
would you rather have your dream job?
Oh, but then I'm not married anymore.
Or your soulmate?
No, I need to be married. Like, I need to be married to my wife. I couldn't do this job if I didn't have someone to go home to and talk about
it. Let me think about this, because the truth is this:
you could be married, you just won't be married to your soulmate. You'll just hate your spouse.
The truth is this: is that I think today I am a better citizen and a better person because of my wife. If I didn't meet my wife and you met the old Tyvus, I don't know how much y'all would have liked that guy. So okay. I'm going to say the spouse. I'm going to say my wife. I'm going to choose my wife.
Yeah. That's and I'm doing that too. But just to be clear, Dylan, what you are saying is I could have my dream job and then be married to just like some very shallow person who's only in it for the physical relationship.
You saying that I could be married to Nia Long? Is that what you're saying?
Not your soulmate. She's not your soulmate. She just
Nia Long.
After like 2 years, you guys might divorce.
You would settle on Nia Long, is what you're saying.
I wouldn't divorce. They say it's cheaper to keep her.
That's a weird phrase. I don't like us keeping people. That's weird. I'm not a fan of that. No.
So you guys would rather have your soulmate and just absolutely hate what you do for 40 hours a week?
Yeah, because at least I go home and talk to that. Like, I'm telling you, that's the value, is when you can go home and be like, I hate what I'm doing, but at least I got you. And at least when I get out of this stupid job, you're here.
It definitely do make a difference.
It's totally,
So because if that's the case, then I just work all the time.
Like, yeah.
I mean, you do that anyway, so what are you trying to tell us?
Yeah.
We work for a set amount of hours.
So I just want my wife to understand, I would give up my radio career and Hannah Waddingham throwing me around like a rag doll. I'd give that up for you, baby. That's how much I love you. All right. One of baseball's biggest stars claims he was scammed by one of baseball's biggest advertisers. You'll hear who and what next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Right now, seeing some more traffic come through on the north side. We're talking both directions of 23, just north of 270. If you're heading towards places like Mount Air and Lewis Center, just keep that in mind. And also for our friends in our southeast corner, 33 in that westbound direction, getting slow right now. A 5-minute commute, now 6-minute commute between Gender Road and 270. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
DIC.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. On the diamond in Philadelphia, St. Louis Cardinals right fielder Jordan Walker became your 2026 Home Run Derby champion. Walker outlasted hometown favorite Kyle Schwarber to become the first Cardinal to win the Derby. And despite reports that his job is in serious jeopardy, University of Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel told the Detroit Free Press he is staying in Michigan. He also told Yahoo Sports, quote, "The president and I have had several great conversations over the past couple of days. There are no plans for me to continue to be the athletic director for the near future." And finally, after a few days off the World Cup, it'll be back in action today. France will take on Spain in the semifinals at 3 o'clock. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kozak at TurboTrack Realty and get a cash offer today. 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Remember the time producer Dylan said that Alabama should be in the playoffs and that Tyvus started yelling at him? Those were good times. And remember later that day when Tyvus punched him in the face? Classic stuff. Here's T-Bone and Tyvus.
Lots of hot takes flying. Apparently, this is a hot take from Gary. Said, give me, it's a hot take Tuesday. Gary says, give me $60 million, I'll be fine after taxes for the rest of my life. Math is hard. Yeah, that's a course from Odell Beckham Jr., apparently. I guess he said this a while ago.
I think it depends on, I think everybody has, like, their thing. You know, some people it's drugs, some people it's clothes, some people it's art. Everybody got their thing. Depends on how expensive your habit is. You know what my thing was when I first got to the NFL?
What was your thing?
Shoes.
Okay.
I bought all the Jordans that I wanted.
I don't blame you.
And then that was it. And then I sat there and was like, well, I still got more than half my checks.
that's good, though. Like, that. Look, I don't doubt that if someone tomorrow gave me $10 million, right, the temptation would be, I'm a car guy. There are.
Get a Bugatti.
I have dozens of cars that I would love to get. Mm-hmm. But if someone gave me $10 million, the first thing I would be looking at is, boy, I think I could make that last the rest of my life.
It wouldn't be living like,
oh, okay, every week we're going to Ibiza to go to like party with some, you know, like techno DJ. Like, no, it's you live modestly. You still can like have a nice life. But no, you probably aren't going out and buying a Bugatti if you get $10 million, because that's going to take up like 30% of it.
$10 million after taxes, the first thing I'm doing is I'm splitting it in half. I'm taking five of it and I'm distributing it evenly between my three kids.
There you go.
Set y'all up. Boom.
Done.
The other five, I buy myself a house in Powell. Because it's something about driving through. I love to do this. Just drive through Powell and just see all the stuff that I own.
City of Powell. I was going to say, yeah. It makes you feel better.
Like Powell Crossing, Powell's Nail Shop, Powell's apartments. I'd be like, look, we own it. Like, that's us. I love doing it. So to actually live there, to see my name like that all the time, oh, it'd be lovely.
Yeah.
So I would buy me a place in Powell, but not nothing crazy. I'd spend like the most like... 1.2 million?
That's very specific.
That is, it's like 1. You almost 4? Have somebody's house picked out that you're looking at.
Like something like that. And then now I got, what, 3.6, 3.8 left?
Yeah.
I would get me a vehicle Common Man and Timmy could leave me alone and stop harassing me.
What do you mean them? We harass you on this show. Are we not good enough for you? You got to go to another show and get harassed?
Yes.
What are you talking
Everybody
about?
Everybody at this station harasses me.
Because you borrow people's cars all the time.
I like to carpool.
I mean, it's not carpooling when you're just taking their car and driving it around.
You and Bone got here at pretty much the same time this morning. I was like, did T-Bone pick you up? That's what I initially thought.
I guess I could. I mean, I could swing by your house. It's not really in my way, but I would try to.
It's fun driving other people's cars. It makes you feel like, okay, maybe if I make some money, this is what I like.
That's what I'm saying though, is I would have the temptation to buy like multiple cars, but still I would put money away and let that money earn money for itself while I'm not, like, I wouldn't have to do anything for that to happen. And then I can use some of the earnings from that money to go buy the stuff I want. Like delayed gratification. If you could do that with $10 million, think about if you had $100 million. I'm just saying, I think I'd be all right to Odell Beckham.
There were a few other athletes that came out after Odell said this and like co-signed it. And I get their point that $100 million really isn't $100 million by the time you get taxed and pay your agent and do whatever.
Sure.
But it's okay. Like, and then you have living expenses and you're living more lavishly than the rest of us. I get it. But even if your $100 million turns into $20 million, I don't feel sorry for you after you go broke. Like, that's what it is.
I would be able to live on $20 million the rest of my life. Would I substantially change how I live now? No. But I would never worry about money again. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, it's insane to me that people talk like that when there's like, I just wonder, would Odell Beckham Jr. be able to make it on like a plumber's salary? Like, or I'm not trying to disparage anybody. I'm just saying, like, there are people who have hard jobs that are actually difficult. They have to do until their 60s or 70s. And then when they're done, it's not like, oh, hey, now I get to retire and live wherever I want in the world. It's like, there's probably a very also simple retirement plan for them too. You know what I mean? It's not like, I just feel like when guys say, like, you don't know how hard it is to live on $100 million. Like, let me find out. Let's see. Let's see how we would do. So I saw this from Bryce Harper. Apparently he has had a little scandal pop up around him involving FanDuel and a video he sent. Are you guys aware of this?
No.
So there's a guy by the name of Terry Thompson. Terry Thompson, suing FanDuel right now. And FanDuel, when you, any of these, I guess a lot of these gambling sites do this, when you bet a lot, they give you like a VIP host who reaches out to you, checks in on you. Basically, it's someone who, as far as I understand it, is like a liaison or a concierge type person who can facilitate you making wagers. However, when they call and check up on you, I mean, I'm just on the outside looking in, very cynically, that looks like a strategy to try to get someone to keep betting. I don't know how that's legal.
Like, I've had someone before gambling was legal, be like, oh, when I go to the casinos, someone reaches out and asks me if I want a free hotel. And right. It's like, that's because you suck at gambling and they want you to stay at
money.
The casino.
They
want to
make sure you...
there.
Yes,
this is the digital version of that.
They don't want you to pay attention to the fact that you are giving money away hand over fist.
And Bryce Harper's doing this.
Well, no. Hang on. I'm explaining the situation, Tyvus. Hang on.
Don't be spreading rumors.
Well, this is the problem. So FanDuel has this VIP host named Brittany Morgan.
Okay.
Both of those parties are in a lawsuit from this Terry Thompson guy who claims they preyed on his gambling addiction and he spent over $2 million gambling. Okay. So he's now, or I don't know if it was exactly $2 million. He's suing them Yeah, it's $2 million in losses that he had.
Okay, wait, so, wait, pause right
so
there.
He's suing them saying, you could tell I had a gambling addiction. You saw what I was doing, and you kept calling me and trying to offer me things to induce me to gamble when I have clearly a gambling addiction.
Let me stop you right there.
Sure.
Let's say that you was at the casino and you lost one. You was down. You had $2 million. And by the time you looked up, you lost a lot of it to where you had. Let's say you had 100,000 left.
Yeah.
Do you walk away or do you just say, bleep it? Look, I done lost 1.9.
Oh, if it was all in one sitting?
I done lost 1.9. I may as well just throw the.
If it was all in one sitting, I don't think I'd be in my right mind. So, yeah, I probably would just be like, F it. One more attempt. Yeah.
Dylan, do you push away from the table?
If I had $2 million to gamble and only had $100,000 left, yes, I would be like, might as well just send it on the rest of it.
Right.
I don't have it like that. So,
I want to point out, like, this guy is not saying he didn't bet that all at once. This is, like, over a period of time. He's also suing DraftKings, the NFL, and the league's official data distributor, Genius Sports, claiming that they all caused him to be addicted. So, I don't know how that lawsuit's going to work out. I don't know if this guy's going to win.
What they was doing for him? Well, they was the heck game.
Well, this is where Bryce Harper comes in. So, this Brittany Morgan, the VIP host, he gets a message from her saying, hey, our friend Bryce Harper wanted to send you a nice message today. And so this is the script that he apparently read from. Man. This is the video. Cause they contacted him on his Cameo and said, hey, would you, Bryce Harper. So Brittany Morgan, this VIP host for FanDuel, she contacted Bryce Harper on his Cameo and said, whatever he charges, $500, $300, $1,000.
Okay.
She paid it. They paid
and gave him a script to read
for Terry, the gambler that she's trying to keep gambling with FanDuel.
Okay.
And so here's part of what it said. He said, hey, Terry, what's up, brother? Hey, man, your host, Brittany from FanDuel, wanted to make sure your Thanksgiving was extra special. She gave him a script, which apparently also said, like, talk about his son. His son's name is this, like, just wish him well. And he's a big fan of yours and tell him thanks for rooting for you and all that stuff. So that's essentially what Bryce Harper did.
Okay.
The problem is now, this is getting lumped in as, hey, Bryce Harper, you were kind of helping all this lawsuit where he's getting sued.
They paid him for his kid's video.
Right.
Okay.
That's his argument is, I didn't know FanDuel was going to use this in any type of promotional way. I thought this was just a random fan.
Correct.
However, when you read that video,
you read the script.
The script says, hey, Terry, Brittany from FanDuel wants me to wish you a blah, blah, blah. That kind of makes it seem like he should have known that. Not that this guy had a gambling addiction or any of that.
They paid the fee for him to say what he's supposed to say, and he got paid.
Well, he has come out and said that he did not know any of this was happening. He said, I did not know FanDuel would do this. I did not consent to it, and FanDuel had no right to do it. They put a FanDuel, like, watermark on the video, so it made it look like
it was from
FanDuel sent it with Bryce Harper's approval. He's saying, I don't have a deal with FanDuel. I wasn't party to that.
That's a nothing burger. Bryce Harper is innocent of that one.
I don't know. Okay.
It's not him to to know how VIP hosts work at FanDuel.
I agree.
I feel like
I
most people don't know.
I agree with that. That's not what I'm talking about. But you're saying FanDuel had no right to use this. I didn't know FanDuel wanted to use this for promotional purposes at all. And it's like, you literally say, so-and-so from FanDuel wanted me to reach out to you. You did know that someone was asking you to reach out. He may not have known what her job was there, but he's saying now, like, I don't know how they even got away with this. I didn't consent to my image or likeness being used with FanDuel in any way. And it's like, but you did. Like,
yeah, once the money hit his account.
Which also, why did... How much money does Bryce Harper need? Like, again, I don't understand.
Why is he doing Cameo?
Why are you on Cameo?
Too much money ain't enough money.
I guess.
Tyvus, you on Cameo?
Yes, I am.
Tyvus, do you make what Bryce Harper makes in a given year?
I wish.
We all do.
So, by the way, I knew the answer to that question. I was just trying to do Tyvus a solid.
Hey, look at that. Hit him up on Cameo. There you go. Get some well witches from Tyvus Powell. Especially if your name's Brittany from FanDuel. Tyvus is looking. He says, I don't know what you do. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me as long as the check clears.
I'm about to say, listen, that's the DL on Cameo. You give me a request, I finish it. That's it. Hey, go ahead.
Tyvus is someone who loves to rip apart former and current players. He loves to shred them. So there's a list out of the best corners in the NFL. Tyvus is going to tell you why all these guys suck or why they're great. Coming up next, T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there, and good Tuesday morning to you. No crashes to report on your roadways. Things are actually looking pretty good. But, of course, some areas we are seeing more cars out on the roads. That includes New Albany by 161 and 62. 33 in that westbound direction at Gender Road. It is that time right now. About 22 miles per hour for your speeds out there. Also seeing some delays really forming 71 in that northbound direction over by Green Lawn Avenue. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albiz with your fan.
If only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a lot of sunshine this morning, and that'll continue right into the afternoon. That'll send our highs up into the mid-90s later on today with a peak heat index in the upper 90s. Mostly sunny skies once again for your Wednesday. Be a little bit warmer, about 96 for a high. Top heat index tomorrow afternoon reaches to about 100. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. Every time Tyvus laughs, take a drink. Just kidding, you'd be dead in 30 seconds. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Bishop and Friends today, they've got a lot going on. Tuesdays with Tiberi at 10:30. Dom Tiberi will be there. Tell you why I wasn't invited to the sending off party for him.
Do you think that's what they're asking him?
Right off the number one question. I'm sure that's
Bo wasn't there.
Okay. I don't know why that would be. I mean, I'm sure he got the invite.
Bo was in Cleveland, probably.
Bo was in
is that right?
Bo was in Virginia for a lacrosse tournament.
I didn't know. Yeah, that's why. That's probably that.
It probably is why.
That's probably it. It is also a also on the show, they've got 20 most interesting college football programs, Texas Longhorns, the program they're going to talk about at 11, and they'll talk about that with Anwar Richardson from orangebloods.com at 11:30. So I always like that series every year when they do that, their most interesting programs.
They did Texas stuff. Tech yesterday.
I like a lot of the stuff they do. I like listening to their show more than our show.
Yeah, why are we even doing this? Why don't we just let Bishop and Friends do this show and their show? That'd be way better.
It's Hot Take Tuesday!
I agree with you, Dylan. I like it. This one comes from Joseph. He said, Will Ferrell is now the Dwayne Johnson of comedy. Feels forced into many situations now solely due to the name, even though it doesn't make the movie or show better.
He said that about who?
About Will Ferrell and Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. Like, he's saying...
Now, Will Ferrell was doing all this first.
Like getting, like, shoved into movies where it didn't make sense?
And
But hang on. Will Ferrell had a run of movies where it did make a lot of sense. And then people just kept trying to go. But yes, he did, Dylan. I don't know what you're seeing, but like.
The comparison with those two I get is that they're always casted into the same role.
Yes.
Like they are. Need someone to do X. If it's their persona, boom, it's them every single time. They're the same person in every single movie that they're in.
The only one that I could say The Rock, I feel like, is different, and I enjoyed it, and I forget the name of the movie now. It's the one where The Rock comes back.
Central Intelligence.
Finally, Bang. The Rock has come back.
Yeah, he's never said that. Yeah, it's exactly good call by you. That's right. No, but I think it's Central Intelligence where he's like the guy with the fanny pack, and then he meets Kevin Hart, and they're like you old high school.
Yeah,
you know, buddies.
Central Intelligence.
Yeah, that one. He is a different guy in that one, wouldn't you say? Like he's still a tough guy, badass, but he has the like. You know, he's much nicer and softer than he is in a lot of the other
His
movies.
His best
like,
movie is The Game Plan.
I don't know if I've ever seen The Game Plan. I got to be honest.
I like The Game Plan.
I haven't seen a lot of The Rock's movies.
Yes, that's the one that he has the daughter in the movie that he kind of didn't know at first. And she comes into his life. And yes, I'm all about dad-daughter duo movies. All about them.
See?
Tyvus, you want to know because you're not a girl dad.
This is Leigh and Joey Rasher. We will not stand for that on this show.
Man, when I came and announced to y'all that I was having the boy, y'all two was really sick.
Yeah, we took it hard. By the way,
The Rock's best role actually is Moana.
He's great in Moana.
Did you guys see the new one?
No, but my kids is making
the live action one.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Why do we have to make everything live action now? If it was a cartoon, what's wrong with it being a cartoon?
Except you're welcome.
There is a pretty large segment of the population that hates every Disney live action. I'm not in that camp, but people just don't like change. They don't like anything to be different. They just want it to be the way that they know that it is. As soon as they take, like, remember the controversy behind the Little Mermaid? Oh man, why are we doing this?
Because she was black.
That is true, though.
That's what it was about.
That controversy was about. Oh, and that was stupid.
Yeah,
anybody would be mad about that.
All mermaids are white. Why are they casting a black person?
I feel like that. A lot of people told about themselves. They're like, I'm not racist. I just have a thing about mermaids. It's like, oh, really?
Know that all the people under the sea, they wouldn't have a dark pigment.
This was such a weird.
Sun down there.
When that whole controversy came out, I just immediately was like, wow, I apparently have to change some of my friends. I saw people on Facebook making this their entire life's mission. And I'm like, I didn't know you liked mermaids that much. By the way, on the rock thing, one more thought. San Andreas, have you guys seen that movie?
That's the one where the world is falling or something.
I never watched it. And he's like a rescue pilot who has to go in and try to save people. The whole part of that movie that's distracting is the fact that his daughter in the movie is Alexandra Daddario, who is absolutely stunning. And Timmy Hall and I went and watched this movie when it came out, and both of us left the movie going like, she's way too hot. Like, she's way too hot to be in this movie as like his daughter. Because I believe at the time, I want to say like she was like almost 30.
What you say?
And it was weird.
Oh, Daddario.
Alexandra Daddario.
Right up.
Yeah, she was like,
oh, this is the girl that was in
a lot of things. Yes, she's been in a lot of movies.
No, she was in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Was she?
Yeah, she was his cousin.
I don't watch the Chainsaw Massacre stuff.
She found out they was cousins.
Oh,
she's also in White Lotus.
Oh?
Yes.
Okay. See, it says here she's in Baywatch too. I didn't know she was in the Baywatch remake. See, I missed all this. I didn't know that, but I saw her in San Andreas and she was great. Best corners in the NFL, Tyvus. You want this list and you want to tell people how wrong it is?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. This is from Sports Illustrated or whatever the husk of Sports Illustrated is now, because it's clearly not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. Number 10, AJ Terrell Jr. for the Atlanta Falcons. Not top 10 for you?
I need to hear the rest of this.
Number 9, Denzel Ward, Cleveland Browns.
Dang.
Number 8, Sauce Gardner, Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
Number 7, Trent McDuffie, Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, but 7? Dang. Okay.
Previously with the Chiefs, got traded this offseason.
Okay.
Quinyon Mitchell, number 6 with the Eagles.
Okay.
J.C. Horn.
Okay.
Carolina Panthers, number 5.
I'm huge. That was the guy. Him and Pat Surtain came out in the same draft. And I kept telling everybody that J.C. Horn was going to be that deal. He was like hurt his first like 2 or 3 years. But last year, he really turned it on. I was like, see, he is the guy that I thought he was. Go ahead.
5 picks last year, to your point. Christian Gonzalez, number 4 with the Patriots.
They got him at 4?
They got him at 4.
Oh, I
got
to hear the top 3. I know who 2 of the 3 is, but I need to hear
that. Yeah, they're underrating my cousin.
That's crazy. That. He should be at worst. Christian Gonzalez should be 3 at the worst.
All right, so they have Derek Stingley Jr. for the Texans at 3.
Dang.
Devin Witherspoon with the Seahawks at 2. Dang. And you already know who number 1 is, Pat Surtain with the Broncos.
I wouldn't put Devin Witherspoon at 2. He's a good player. I wouldn't have him above Christian Gonzalez or Stingley. Stingley is like, when the ball is in the air, he's like got some of the best ball skills. Like, he's really good. PS2 is PS2. I mean, that they don't even throw PS2's way. And Christian Gonzalez, like, if you watched him last year, like, that dude, he was going to win Super Bowl MVP if the Patriots would have won. Yeah, he was balling so good.
Fantastic game.
So them, to me, is the top 3. And I don't think it's not even – after that, you can argue whatever. But those 3, Stingley, PS2, Stingley, and Gonzo is the top 3.
What I respect about Christian Gonzalez is that he's following wide receiver 1 no matter where he's at.
Yeah,
he ain't playing a side. I don't know about all those other guys.
How often do they do that, Tyvus? Like, Often do they, what do they call that? When, like, is that a, where you have a guy trailing some, or like where he's shadow? Just shadowing? Yeah. How often do you NFL teams nowadays philosophically?
Yeah, if you got a number one corner, you should do it all the time.
But do teams do that?
Depends. Some people feel like I play my side. Some people don't play in the slot.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
It's
like,
it's up to the corner.
Oh, it is.
Pretty much.
That's so, I didn't
but
know.
But if I'm paying you the $100 million,
that's what I'm saying.
Follow that guy.
I'm saying, like, if you're one of the best guys to do it, why wouldn't we want to put you wherever the best player is? So, like, yeah, that whole argument of, like, oh, you just don't throw to his side. Well, like, why wouldn't every offense put their best guy on another side then? Like, that's the part I don't understand.
I figured that out. I mean, that's...
It seems like a pretty simple strategic move.
That was one of the things that they used to do with Sherm. Like, Sherm going to play the right side, and then that's going to be what it is. And then if you start eating on the other side, then they'd be like, all right, Sherm, you got a shadow. He'd be like, all right, come on.
Is Denzel Ward too low at 9?
Denzel Ward consistently is like, honestly, it's like a top 5 guy, but... I think it's because he don't play in the slot and he don't get a lot of picks. I think those are the two things. But like, if you're talking about a guy who is tight in coverage, OCs is kind of scared to go at him. Like, he's as good as anybody in the league.
All right.
I just think that he don't get the picks, and I think that he also don't follow guys in the slot. He take a couple snaps in the slot, but that's not his thing.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, there's a list. Sports Illustrated, where it came from. You can keep debating it if you want to. The gambling public has a hot take today, and they think the Buckeyes will suck this year. Details in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Drivers really taking it nice and easy out there. From the east side, 270 and 670 by the airport, not giving you any issues whatsoever. 315, you're flying in both directions from the north side over towards downtown. And lastly, for our friends in Madison County, good morning to you. Things are also looking great. 70 eastbound between 42 to 270. That's about a 12-minute commute. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. If your kid is complaining about not wanting to go to school, blast the volume on this show. You won't have any more problems. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
So it's the best week in sports radio, in my opinion. All-Star Week is where a lot of the news doesn't happen, so people get all bummed out in sports radio. I say, hell with that.
This Steels guy is trolling. He's got to be trolling.
What's going on? What's going on?
He said a good defensive coach will put his best corner on wide receiver number 2 and a double on wide receiver 1.
Then Bill Belichick used to do that a lot.
That makes
in the playoffs
absolutely no sense.
Ooh. Is that, wait, so did Bill Belichick do that? And did that make
I have no idea if Bill Belichick did that, but that makes no sense.
I don't know where it is, but somewhere in there is a hot take.
So let me get this right. Let me get this right.
Yeah.
We're going to put 2 guys on 1 and then 1 guy on the other one.
But your best guy on the second guy.
No, what you do is you put your best guy on wide receiver 1 and then slide coverage to the other people.
Why would it be dumb? Explain it to me like I'm 5. Why would it be dumb to put 2 guys on the best player out there and then have your second guy lock down the second guy?
Okay, so then, all right, if 2 guys is on that guy and 1 and your best guy's on him, what about number 3?
Safety. I don't know.
He gonna get rolled.
Oh, okay.
So you don't believe in double teaming ever?
What about bracketing?
If 1 can't handle it.
What about bracketing?
Bracketing is fine.
Okay. So what if they
did that? If they can't handle it.
Oh, but you're saying
got somebody that can take away another person, 1, nah, that's over there. That's done. That's done. We got 10 on 10 now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So why would we go, like, that don't make sense to me to put 9 right, on 11.
Dylan, get Bill Belichick on the phone and let's have him defend this to Tyvus.
Makes no sense to me.
I agree with, I think that'd be great. You know what? When we go to camp, we're going to, when Ohio State has their fall camp, we're going to be out there for a couple days broadcasting. If we get Matt Patricia out there,
I'm gonna ask.
Please bring this up.
Yeah,
I want to hear this discussion.
Wasn't he there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is you and him? Well, I think he was the offensive coordinator for at least one of those years.
He was an offensive coordinator when he came back.
We don't need to talk about that at all. I'm sure he doesn't want you to bring it up.
I won't. But what I'm saying is, I will say, hey, Matt, Tyvus has a question for you about defense, and then you guys can talk for 15 minutes, and I'll be like, hey, Coach, great to see you. End of segment.
Great.
That works for me. I mean, I'm reading this article from 2016. I'm not going to read what he said, but they asked him. They asked him about when Darrelle Revis was on the Patriots that they would put Darrelle Revis on wide receiver number two and double the number one wide receiver.
Okay.
What did he say?
It's a long quote. I feel like we've already done too much on-field breakdown in the past 10 minutes.
This was in the Super Bowl?
This article was from 2016.
What year did they win this Super
Bowl? Well, they won a bunch of years.
Yeah.
I thought Revis only won one with them. That was the year they beat Sherm.
Maybe that was the year. Yeah, that sounds right.
No, it couldn't have been 2016 because I was in the league in 2016 and they didn't play though.
Okay. They won the Super Bowl during the 2014 season with Darrelle Revis.
Correct.
Okay.
So they did the doubling thing in 2016.
The article was just from 2016 where they asked him about this concept that we're talking about.
Okay.
This is always confusing when you say Super Bowl in 2016. You mean the one that was played in 2016 or the one that was from the 2016 season into 17? Because that's two different years.
Well, they didn't win a Super Bowl in 2016. The 2016 season.
February of 2017, that was 28-3. That was when the Patriots came back.
Darrelle Revis wasn't there.
Okay, I'm just telling you what it was. I'm saying the one that was in 2016, Super Bowl 50, that was a different Super Bowl. That was Broncos beating the Panthers.
But see, even in that one, the 2014, when they beat the Seahawks, like they still had Brandon Browner on the other side. They went up against the Seahawks. Guess who know the Seahawks better than anybody? The guy who just left the Seahawks. Well, he didn't just leave there. He was in Saints, but he played for the Seahawks. So, yeah, that's fine.
Good. Okay. I've lost track of who we're talking about.
And we're talking about Doug and Jermaine.
Sure. Okay. I don't care.
I'm really trying to make sense of this. So you're telling me
I'm just saying,
Randy Moss was your wide receiver one, you would double Randy Moss and then let Darrelle Revis check whoever the other guy. No, I wouldn't do that.
I'm not saying you do it every single game. I'm just saying that it's a concept that Bill Belichick, arguably the best defensive mind of all time, has implemented in the past.
He should do it in North Carolina. I'm sure he tries. Maybe they win more games.
Just remember, folks, there's no sports going on this week, and it's the worst week for sports radio. We've decided that's not the case. The best week of sports radio tomorrow. Your help. We need it. Write some intros for this show. We're going to have you submit your production for the show tomorrow. You just tell us what you think we should say when the show comes back and there's little bump back stuff that talks about us, driving on the freeway or all of us being bald, even though Tyvus isn't bald anymore because he got his hair fixed. The point is we need to update those. So help us make some new ones tomorrow. That's what you're going to do on the show with us. This comes from CBS Sports. They looked at the teams who have on FanDuel, the teams that comparing their wins last year in college football to how many is there over under this year and where the biggest disparity is. So the number one team they have as far as win regression is what they're calling this, where last year the team had, let's say in Ohio State's case, 12 wins. The number one team they have as far as win regression is Ohio State.
Okay.
FanDuel's over under total this year is 9.5. Which I still say bang the over on that because...
I do too, but you know why.
Schedule's much tougher this year than it was last year.
Correct.
You're losing a lot off this defense, which I also think is something that should not be underrated. Though I hope that the guys who are behind these players now get a chance to step up and do what last year's defense did when that was also a concern. But yeah, clearly their whole thing is they say that, when you go undefeated in the regular season, anything short of another perfect mark reads as regression. But given the third highest preseason win total in the Big Ten, according to FanDuel, that is behind Indiana and Oregon. So they're pointing out that Ohio State, despite winning 12 games last year, they got two teams ahead of you in the win total projections this year, and your schedule is obviously much tougher. Six teams currently projected to be in the top 25. So do you feel like that's fair, Tyvus?
I feel like I understand why they did it. To me, last year, everybody said that their schedule was a cakewalk. I mean, that was one of the criticisms that they got was that, they haven't played anybody. And then this year, I broke their season down into six games. Texas, Iowa, Indiana, USC, Oregon, team up north. So they got six games that could go either way, I should say. Six games. So if you're going to compare that to last year, absolutely. Yeah.
I also think you brought up that the schedule is supposed to be tougher this year and it was supposedly a cakewalk last year. this time last year, we weren't saying that their schedule was going to be a cakewalk. It turned into a cakewalk when Penn State didn't achieve.
They had one. Last year, their toughest games preseason before looking at it was probably Texas, Penn State, Wolverines.
Yeah, so
three.
Penn State not doing as good as we thought they would really changed our perception of their schedule.
But that's still,
and Michigan didn't help anything out either.
That's still three opposed to six.
The point I'm trying to make is let's say Indiana or Oregon. Let's pick Indiana. Let's say Indiana isn't as good as FanDuel thinks they're going
to
be.
That takes them to five, which is more.
And Iowa and USC are that who they have been the past 5 years. Like, there are situations where, like, they don't actually have six tough games on their schedule. Just like last year, we thought they were going to have three tough games, and they probably only had one.
No, I'll put it here's to your point. Here's what I would say to that, Dylan. I think, Tyvus, you're not wrong that, like, there are six tough games on paper for this team, right? And Dylan, you're not wrong that some of those games I think won't look as tough by the time they're actually played. I do think Ohio State, regardless of what happens in the Texas game, it's laughable that they have an over-under win total of 9.5. I think the over is what's going to happen because of the fact that Ohio State can drop two games this year, still be in the playoffs. That would still put them still also under that win total. It still hit the over. And I'm saying, I think they probably have more like three or four games that will actually be in doubt in the second half. Like, I don't think them playing Iowa, it's all about Ohio State not shooting itself in the foot.
It all depends on what time that game is.
It does. No.
It does.
No.
At night, Kinnick at night. No. Weird stuff happens.
You want a hot take on a hot take?
That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying,
what happened is that
weird stuff happens.
You know what happened to? It happened to your old coach. Yeah. It ain't happening to Ryan Day.
I thought you was about to say it happened to me. I said your old coach.
I'm saying Hot Take Tuesday, I trust Ryan Day going to Kinnick at night more than I trust Urban Meyer. Because Urban, those games always seem to trip him up. The one that didn't trip him up was the team up north. And that's why, obviously, we all, 7-0, the national championship, all that stuff. But when it comes to Ryan Day in the regular season against teams not named Michigan, that record is pretty much speaking for itself. I don't know if he's undefeated in the regular season against teams not named Michigan, but like he has very few losses. Obviously, he lost to Oregon a couple years ago.
I was talking in Big Ten play, but if you want to count that now,
I don't know how that works. Yeah, that's the point, though, is I'm saying there might be one or two of these games that do trip up the Buckeyes. I just can't envision a scenario where they lose three of these games before the end of the regular season.
To your point, the only truly inferior opponent Ryan Day has ever lost to was Michigan the year they won the national championship. Besides that, if they're a favorite,
they lost to Oregon the year they won the national championship.
Yeah, but that wasn't like an inexcusable loss where they were this huge favorite and they got upset.
I don't even remember what it was.
But to your point, Dylan, like, yeah.
He's talking about the Will Howard slide game.
Oh, yes. That one. Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting my losses confused.
That one you talking about was embarrassing.
That one was, yeah.
They gave him like 300 yards rushing that game.
That one was bad. One of Tyvus's coaches has a new job. I'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
More cars taking that 71 northbound direction over by Greenlawn Avenue. That's because that traffic cam's looking a whole lot busier out there. Right before you're heading up towards that downtown interchange, 70, 71, and 315. For the west side drivers, still easy going on 270, at least a 6-minute commute between 33 over towards Roberts Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Rothman and Ice.
Can't go in dry like that.
Some people do.
No, that's not good.
Three consecutive drops right there. Back to back to back by you three.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
One of these men is bald and fat. The other is T-Bone. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Put a little something in the YouTube chat, a little hint of what we're going to do on Friday. You want to see it, go to YouTube, 971 The Fan, click on T-Bone and Tyvus. Just tell you, it's all in there. It's all being revealed. Not all of it, a little bit of it. Best week in sports radio this week right here. It's a Hot Take Tuesday. More of your hot takes coming up in mere moments. So, Tyvus, one of your former coaches has a new job. That is your guy, Tom Herman.
Yeah.
Apparently, Tom Herman is hanging out with Florida State now. It's going to be, from what the reports say, a role to be determined. But what that usually means is he's going to be an analyst of some kind.
I would imagine he would be involved with the offense in some way.
Well, you would think so.
Herman was a genius. He was an offensive genius back in the day. He's one of those coaches that, to this day, I still like, is in there. Like, it, at some point,
he's gonna
get on that play sheet and catch fire again. It's just going to be unstoppable.
I mean, I feel like Tom Herman, obviously his offenses at Ohio State were pretty good. The guy was a Mensa member that got brought up, I think, a few times during his career. And by a few, I mean every single broadcast they did of those games. It was, did you know Tom Herman's a member of Mensa? Yeah, we got it. But then after that, he went to Houston, where I feel like he was really good at Houston.
He was good because he parlayed that to Texas.
Yeah, good enough to get him to Texas.
So. But I'm saying, like, then that tenure did not go, you know, probably according to plan.
I feel like that's when it, like, started to go downhill for him.
What's he been doing since?
Wasn't he at Florida Atlantic?
Yeah, he was the head coach of Florida Atlantic, wow. And that didn't go well. But he has not just gone back to just being a play-calling OC since he's left here.
No,
and to Tyvus's point, that might be like what he just needs to go do. Like, he was great at that. Maybe head coaching isn't his thing. Maybe he's like a Josh McDaniels type.
Well, then I wouldn't go to Florida State, because I feel like the move is eventually, if they ever fire someone at Florida State, then
Mike Norvell.
Yes. I don't know how he still has a job over.
Because they don't want to pay his buyout.
That's exactly okay. What it is.
I do know how he has a job, but it's not on merit.
They pay, who was the coach before him?
They didn't pay Jimbo Fisher's buyout. Jimbo Fisher left for more money at A&M. And was it Willie Taggart? Was that who they needed to fire?
Was he the next coach after Jimbo Fisher? I forgot about that.
I can't remember either.
By the way, don't look up who gave Jimbo Fisher an extension and then paid his buyout.
Just don't look that up.
It's fine. Don't look it up. No need to. But yeah, so good for Tom Herman. He's getting back out there. I like that. That's fine. Now, that's all well and good. That is not the story that interests me the most this morning. The story that interests me the most this morning is one that Dylan sent us in our group chat. And it involves a thing called a pasta pass. Are you aware of this, Tyvus?
I seen it yesterday. Yeah. And I just shit.
Were you aware of it prior to Dylan sending it to us?
No. Why would I be aware of this?
Because it's a great idea.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not.
The Olive Garden. This is. We get nothing for telling you this, but this is not a sponsored thing. But they have had this thing in the past called a pasta pass, where you pay a certain amount of money and you can go get unlimited pasta at Olive Garden. Now, some of you have jokes for Olive Garden. That's fine. I'm not someone who shares that opinion. I can eat it at Olive Garden. I don't mind it. Love the breadsticks. Same. Love the salad.
Same. Yeah, I will not slander Olive Garden either.
I will go for the salad.
Is it authentic Italian?
No. Hell no.
Do I care? Do I care? Also, no. I don't care. So save your hot takes about, like, oh, it's not made by my nana. Like, I don't care. I'm not Italian. This food is enjoyable to me. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
So here's what it is. It's 2 days from now. They're going to launch this, I believe, at 2 p.m. on Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
They are bringing back the never-ending pasta pass for $100. You buy this pasta pass. You then
get a year?
No. I wish. They would go out of business if it was a year. They are only selling 10,000 of these, and they are good for 13 weeks. But for 13 weeks, you can get as much pasta as you want at Olive Garden with your pasta pass. And I'm telling you, if I bought one of these passes, we would go every day. Like, would be the tour of Italy every day and then wheel me out of there every night. That's how that
tour
would
of Italy.
I mean,
yeah.
That's like four dishes.
It's three.
Three.
Whatever.
Come on.
Oh, excuse me for being one dish off.
All you got to do.
It's not that hard. To pay for this thing, go once a week. It pays for itself.
No, of course. That's I mean, obviously.
I mean, you do more, but at least once a week.
Yeah. Now,
I'm cool.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You don't want.
I'm cool.
You don't want the pasta.
I'm,
pass.
Right now, I'm avoiding like a lot of foods because I don't want the bad diarrhea that's going around
for that. But Tyvus, what if I told you at Chipotle they don't have this to my knowledge, but I'm trying to see if there's a deal that would entice you. Chipotle, you love. If they said you can have a burrito every day for a year.
I don't want no burrito. I want a bowl.
Okay, a burrito or a bowl.
I want 200 less calories.
Whichever one you prefer, a burrito or a bowl.
Okay.
Even though you eat burritos in Cardale's car, but whatever. Fine.
I had to.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I had to. I did that because I had to.
I forgot. You went in there and you were like,
I can't eat a bowl and drive.
No, I you didn't have to eat it while driving.
Yes, it's the point. Okay, go ahead.
Whatever. Stupid argument. $750. If they said you pay $750, you can have a burrito for a year every single day or a bowl every day. One, load it up however you want, but you get one a day for a year. I mean, how much does a bowl cost now? Like
$12?
Right. I'm saying if you did that 100 times, not even 100 times, you would more than pay for it.
I'm assuming
you did it like once a week.
63-ish times.
I'm saying you did it like once to one to two times a week. Would you pay the $750?
I don't do it like they do.
I thought you loved Chipotle.
I do, once a week, though. But I haven't had
Chipotle. What if it was $500 for a burrito or bowl for a year, once a day?
I feel like you gotta take that, right?
Yes. Okay.
You can't pass that up.
Dylan, would you be in on something like that if they offered that?
Yes. One place I wouldn't do it for, and someone brought it up in the YouTube chat about me slandering Applebee's. Hmm. Definitely not doing it at that place. And I saw that the one in Polaris closed. Close them all. Put something else there that I could actually
eat.
Hey,
wait a second. They got burgers now where they cut them in half and they dip them in cheese. What, is that not good?
If they close all the Applebee's and you miss it, go to the frozen food section at your grocery store and just buy a bag of Tyson or whatever. Wow. And you got the same quality food.
Wow. What about the quesadilla burger? They still doing that?
I don't know.
I'm
pretty sure they are.
Those are banging.
But it was the Bucks 06. He says Dylan slanders Applebee's but approves defrosted frozen sauces for his dishes for Olive Garden is weird.
I don't
Here's
care.
The thing.
It tastes better.
I'm not sitting here acting like Olive Garden is authentic Italian food. Like, I like Olive Garden for what it is. I'm not comparing it to
Italian places. For $100 to get unlimited pasta?
Yeah.
You could tell me Chef Boyardee's back there making it. I don't care. I'm in. It's $100 for unlimited pasta.
Is Popeye's mac and cheese overrated?
I don't think I've had it. As much as I eat Popeye's.
Eminem says that it's the highly overrated.
Eminem?
No.
Marshall Mathers?
Eminem.
Oh, I thought you said, okay. My bad. That's
sweaty.
A good name. Mom's Spaghetti.
Chef Boyardee.
All right, fine. But yeah, I feel like, I'll tell you another restaurant, if Wendy's said you can have like a combo meal once a day for like $750, I'd pay that.
As long as it's a burger that's not the JBC.
I forgot, you hate the JBC.
That's all I would really get from there right now is the JBC.
Well, yeah, because they ruined the spicy chicken sandwich. I forgot. It's still fine. I'd still eat it.
But
they messed with it. You shouldn't have messed with it.
Y'all talk like it was the worst thing in the world.
Don't mess with greatness. The cheating scandal at Michigan apparently went pretty high up the chain, at least according to some of the allegations coming out. You'll hear about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
A whole lot slower for our east side drivers, starting just south of Reynoldsburg, 70 in that westbound direction at Bryce Road, getting a whole lot busier out there. We also have really some backups starting 70 just before that 33 intersection. Doesn't get any better till you're passing 70 at Kelton Avenue, right before that 70 and 71 split. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Set for detail.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. In Philadelphia last night, St. Louis Cardinals right fielder Jordan Walker became your 2026 Home Run Derby champion. Walker outlasted hometown favorite Kyle Schwarber to become the first Cardinal to win the Derby. And despite reports that his job is in serious jeopardy, University of Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel told the Detroit Free Press he is staying at Michigan. He also told Yahoo Sports, quote, "The president and I have had several great conversations over the past couple days. There are no plans for me not to continue to be the athletic director for the near future." And finally, after a few days off the World Cup, we'll be back in action today. France will take on Spain in the semifinals at 3 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Germain Toyota. For unbeatable service and sales, visit Germain Toyota on the corner of I-70 and Bryce Road or online at germaintoyota.net. Breaking sports news right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Just a reminder, Tyvus thinks all pizza tastes the same. Also a reminder, Tyvus was born without taste buds. You're listening to Bone and Tyvus.
Fish want me to remind y'all that when you get home, you can always watch us on your TV. Just tell your smart speaker 97.1 The Fan and click on T-Bone and Tyvus. Boom, we right there. Now let me get down to it. What is the deal with Jersey Mike's?
What do you mean?
What did it become like? Just the best thing in the world.
It's been the best thing for me for about 20 years, Tyvus.
Really? Yes. Jersey Mike's been around that long?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know
that. You haven't had Jersey Mike's?
No, I've had it, but I didn't know it was around for 20 years.
It's been around. It's been a thing.
I thought it was only
It's been around since
I feel like it just hit here when, like, my last year at Ohio State, so, like, 2015.
Oh, no.
That was, like, the first time I ever even heard of Jersey Mike's because I think they sponsored the Woody. They came to the Woody and, like, dropped off some subs.
Okay. But no, like, they were around before that, for this, sure.
All of a sudden, it's like the number one fast food restaurant, because $10 is...
In the YouTube chat,
Jersey Mike's pass will be a killer. And I'm
like the pasta pass, like we were talking about.
Yeah, like, what is this? Like, I've had it. Don't get me wrong. I had it, and it's fine.
Oh, man. I have... This is now where I'm at with Jersey Mike's. My wife says, if we go to Jersey Mike's, she says, do you want a hot or a cold? And I say, I want a cold, and she knows that's the club sub.
I think that's the one
that's
I got.
That's my go-to.
I think that's the one I got.
And I married a psychopath.
What's a hot?
The hot is the Philly cheesesteak.
Is it like...
It's fine.
Okay.
It's not. No, right. I'm not. Thank don't you. Get me wrong. Thank I'm not trying to say no, it's I'm like going to Philadelphia. It's not like, no. It's not like Wario's. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying sometimes I'm in the mood for a hot sub. That's the one I get at Jersey Mike's. The cold is the club sub. And my wife, who I married, who's a psychopath, who I love, but she's a psycho, she too will sometimes get the club sub. Hold the bacon.
Nah.
Wait, why did you take the bacon off? It's a club sub. That's the whole point of the damn thing.
Now listen, y'all know how I feel about bacon. And I feel like it's just something that's not needed. It's just whatever.
You also are a psychopath.
But
I don't know why we got married either, quite honestly. I'm questioning this relationship right now.
But on the club sub, it needs to be there.
Oh, and they do it right.
Yeah.
Because it is crunchy.
Exactly.
And it...
You get the sauce.
You get a Mike's Way?
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Yeah, Mike's Way. The red wine vinaigrette or whatever. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
My daughter, who's just an ignorant 7-year-old, she used to prefer Subway over Jersey Mike's.
I did too.
One time at Subway, they burned her bacon. So every single time she's like, I want Subway. I'm like, yeah, the place that burned your bacon? You want to go there? And then she's like, you know what? Never mind. Jersey Mike's
How
instead.
How they burn bacon? Did they toast the sub?
It was just all of it was burned.
Oh, like the cold bacon they pulled out for the sub. Okay.
I was going to say, they're not frying it fresh.
Where are you at on Firehouse Sub?
I like a Firehouse Sub. I haven't had it very often.
Where is
often.
It in the ranking?
I've only been like 3 times, so I can't compare it to like the other place. It was good. Every time I've been there, I've enjoyed it, but I can't tell you what I had.
So not Quiznos.
I probably haven't had it in 5 years.
It's not better than Quiznos.
I mean, I've missed Quiznos, but I kind of have lost the taste of Quiznos. It's been so long. I haven't had a Quiznos in a decade or more. It's been forever.
You know the guy that went viral with the F around and find out chart.
Yep. Yes, yes.
I have that chart for quality to cost when it comes to food.
Okay.
Firehouse Subs doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
Same thing with like Five Guys. I would love Five Guys if they would cut their cost, their charge by like 50%. Dude. I'd be going to Five Guys on the regular.
Well, who said that in the chat? Someone brought up, we were talking about the pasta pass from Olive Garden, And he said the equivalent pass from Five Guys would cost $5,000.
And they would still lose money on you.
That's exactly right. You'd lose money on it because it's still like, it's, dude, I don't understand what the hell. Like, it's not worth it. I just went a couple weeks ago. We had it. Burger was fine. The fries are there, curly, shriveled up little bull crap $70. They give you. Yeah, no, if my meal literally was $23 or $25, I forget, for a burger, fries, and a drink.
That's not terrible.
It's $25 for a glorified hamburger and fries. And the fries aren't even, I don't even prefer those fries. Those fries are kind of a
waste
for me.
They're not as great as people be making them seem like they are.
They're not.
It's like going to like a steakhouse restaurant and getting a burger.
People look down at the fair. They'll be like, oh, I don't want to go there. All the fair food. Man, I don't like that. And then they'll go to Five Guys and be like, I give them $37 for a meal for the same damn fries. That's what they have at the fair is what they have at Five Guys. Those are the same damn fries.
Facts.
So if you like those fries, fine. I get it. But you can't talk crap about the fair fries and then go to Five Guys and act like it's upscale dining. This is my same rant I have had about the Bloomin' Onion for years, and I will bring it up again. You go to Outback right now and order a Bloomin' Onion. It costs you like what, $9, $10, $12? I don't know what it costs now, but I'm saying like you get that. People look down on the Bloomin' Onion at Outback. They say that's just, oh, that's nothing. That's gross. You stupid Americans. You like all your fatty crap. Meh. And then, but I promise you, if a food truck rolled up and was like, g'day, mate, and they had a Bloomin' Onion out of a food truck, people line up around the block and pay $37 for it because that's what we do. We get all up on hype. We don't pay attention to the actual taste of the food. I don't care where it comes from as long as it tastes good. Yeah, that's fine. I'm just the fair fries at Five Guys drive me insane. Oh, they've got sacks of potatoes in here. Great.
Annoys me to no end
for $25. That's what I had.
By the way, when it comes to national chains and steakhouses, give me all the American ones over the Australian one.
Yeah.
Miss me with Outback. Completely. Miss me with it.
Look, it's not even.
Choosing Texas Roadhouse over Outback 15 times out of 10.
You know what? That's not even. I mean, did I tell you my Texas Roadhouse story? We went there. This is probably a couple months ago.
You ate all the bread and cinnamon butter.
Bang. Just like I've said, this is just my food take segment now. I have said chips and salsa and a beer. That's a meal for me at a like Tex-Mex place. Yeah. I would just eat that if they would offer it. If I went to Texas Roadhouse and they said you can just do the bread and the cinnamon butter as a meal, I'd be like, done. That's fine with me.
You're kidding me.
I'd do it. Not every time, but I do it some of the time. I love that.
You think that would really fill you up?
No.
It's unlimited.
It's unlimited. You sit there forever.
I feel like you still need like
that's fine.
Some protein.
You can then order that too if you want, fatty. I'm saying I would be fine just with my bread and butter. I mean, I'm over here trying to save myself some calories, Ty, but you're over here trying to have a steak and unlimited bread. I'm just saying, give me the unlimited bread and cinnamon, buddy.
Get you about two rolls, and that should be enough.
Oh, no, that's a start. That's the beginning. That's what I get when I walk in the door. I grab those off someone else's table and eat that on the way to the seat so that I can eat.
Texas Roadhouse, they did the one with all like the peanut shells all on the floor.
Logan Roadhouse, I think, is the other one that
does
that.
Didn't they stop doing that at a lot of places, though?
To be fair, they give them to you in a bag now, and then they give you the bucket. So I think you're supposed to
get a bucket.
Hey, they don't want kids to explode when they walk in there with peanut allergies and
Joshua Perry couldn't walk in there.
He could.
Right. No, he couldn't. I agree with that. That's bad. So I agree with protecting that. I'm just saying all those steakhouse places that are like, you know, like you can get a steak for $20 to $30. Like those places are all to me about the same. Whether it's the Outback gimmick or whether it's the Texas Roadhouse gimmick, I know it's all fake. I don't think anybody from Australia works at Outback. I don't think anybody who's an actual cowboy works at Texas Roadhouse. I just think they're people who are serving you steaks, and they're fine. They're good steaks. All right, we didn't get to Michigan cheating, so we'll do that next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Finally seeing a crash on our roads, and it's happening on Columbus's south side, really by the Hamilton Meadows neighborhood. It's affecting that northbound direction on 23 at Rathmill Road. That right lane is blocked right before you're hitting that 270 interchange. 20 miles per hour for your speed spokes already out there. Looking at backups now extending towards State Route 317, also known as London Groveport Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Common Man and Timmy are inviting select jabronis to the station for pizza. Hey, that could be you. Email goodcleanboy@gmail.com and tell us why you should be chosen.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a lot of sunshine this morning, and that'll continue right into the afternoon. That'll send our highs up into the mid-90s later on today with a peak heat index in the upper 90s. Mostly sunny skies once again for your Wednesday. Be a little bit warmer, about 96 for a high. Top heat index tomorrow afternoon reaches to about 100. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
If you've recently seen a photo of an older Baker Mayfield fresh off a bender, it's just Bo Bishop. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. Sometimes when Tybus wears khaki pants, I can see the outline of his genitals. There's no joke there. It's just an observation.
God, the more I resist, the more intriguing they become. I can't look away.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
The best week in sports radio rolls on here on T-Bone and Tybus. Today, it's a Hot Take Tuesday. More of your hot takes in a second. Tomorrow, you're going to help us write all of our production. I want the most unhinged, crazy stuff you can think of, stuff that barely passes what the FCC will let us put on the air. You can send that to us. You can tweet it to us now if you want to, @BoneandTyvus971. We'll read you some of the best tomorrow. But that's what we're going to work out tomorrow. Thursday, it's the Haters Ball. And Friday, a little...
8-8-8-8-8-8.
Yeah. We're going to be taking people out of Hall of Fames is what we're going to do on Thursday. Friday, a little surprise for you. If you go to the YouTube chat, it was revealed a little bit in the YouTube chat what's going to happen. So go find that. YouTube, 971 The Fan, T-Bone and Tybus. Get right there. The cheating scandal at Michigan appears like it went pretty far up the chain. You brought this up to me yesterday, Tybus. Former Michigan assistant coach Chris Partridge alleges in a lawsuit against the university that former president Santa Ono instructed staff to not report findings of sign stealing to compliance, NCAA, or any other party.
What? Tell me he didn't, like, email this.
It doesn't appear so.
Okay, so he was smart enough to do this face-to-face?
Well, this is from apparently evidence that came from the investigation launched by Michigan hiring an outside law firm that looked into another giant scandal they had that we don't even talk about that much because it's not necessarily a sports scandal, but another guy who was on the staff at Michigan. Remember that Matt Weiss?
Yeah, he
guy was like who apparently was a scumbag.
Hacking into like the people's emails or the like
his computer crimes. Yeah. He was accessing a database of like student athletes across the country and specifically looking up like women's information.
Correct.
And being a creep. Anyway. Apparently, during the meeting where the law firm presented the findings of the Weiss investigation to Santa Ono, Ward Manuel, and other university administrators, Santa Ono's instruction not to report the sign-stealing scheme to university compliance or any other entity was an infringement upon the First Amendment rights of those in attendance. Now, this is from the lawsuit that Chris Partridge has filed saying, I had my First Amendment rights thwarted by the universe. Now, I'm sure this is a legal maneuver, right? But he's basically saying, I was told not to say things. I shouldn't have had that burden put on me. This is part of his lawsuit.
Okay.
But that is what he is alleging happened in a meeting that said, we're not bringing this up to anybody.
Have you seen the movie Training Day?
Yeah.
Do you know Denzel's famous line? It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
That's right.
Can he prove it is the question.
Well, that's going to be a very difficult thing. Now, what would be curious is who else was in that meeting that would have motivation to roll? You know what I mean? Like who? Because I'm guessing Ward Manuel isn't right now like, oh, yeah, I was there. I heard all that. Like that's he's got his own problems where apparently he may or may not be getting fired every day. It's different news from up there. But now the latest that he says, I've talked with the AD and everybody seems cool with me. Now, he is the AD. I talked with the president and I haven't heard anything that I'm getting fired. I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll find out on Thursday.
Well,
right?
Suppose. Yeah, I don't know. It keeps going back and forth. But like, he's not going to roll. But who else was in that meeting? If there were other people that were present, and be like, oh yeah, I heard that, and I'm willing to testify to that effect. Now that would be something.
Who was it?
I don't know. It says other university officials were in this meeting along with, you know, Chris Partridge. So, like, Chris Partridge was an assistant coach at Michigan.
Sharon Moore would be?
Theoretically.
Anybody on the coaching staff.
Anybody on the coaching staff, yeah, which, of course, they're all, you know, half of them are either show cause penalties from the NCAA.
Is Paige Shiver in that? Is she was on the staff?
That's
She going to blow it up. She going to blow up the whole university with this one.
Phrasing is just not a thing. So, I don't know what becomes of this Michigan thing at all. Like, but what I find very intriguing is that they have scandals of brewing on so many different fronts, it's hard to keep them all straight. And I'm not here trying to say, like, oh, Ohio State's superior to Michigan. It's not about that.
I got what
forget about all that stuff.
Four bad things that happened. The one Howard.
I'm talking about right now what you have going on in court.
About to say, you have which what?
No, you have well, there's you have multiple Juwan Howard things, but he's not. There's not anything active going on with him that I'm aware of. Like,
no, I'm saying under Ward Manuel last 10 years.
Yeah, you had those.
It's been the Juwan Howard incident.
Yeah,
you got Matt Weiss.
Yeah.
Which nobody talks about that.
No, but
is
that's
he in jail?
I think he's already been convicted. I could be wrong. If he's not convicted, then it's alleged, right?
Cheating allegations in Page, in the Sharon Moore.
Which are also cheating allegations, but differently. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
No, right.
Four things.
And those aren't allegations.
No. Those have been pretty well established at this point.
Four things. If one of those four things happened under any other AD's watch, would he still be?
No. Okay. I don't understand. I don't know how this guy's kept his job.
He's kept his job with a national championship in football and men's basketball.
That's fair.
Well, that's fair. That's a fair point. I guess I look at it from the standpoint of, like, the Dusty May hire made sense. I know there are people who want to lump that in and be like, oh, there had to be cheating there. It's like, you can drum up a scandal there if you want to. I know some Buckeye fans want to do that. Why do you need to? I don't think whether there was cheating there or not with Dusty May,
how would they be cheating?
Well, no, people say, like, how did he get all these guys to come there? Answer: they got guys to get paid. That's the system you're allowed to. I'm just saying you don't have to make up anything with that situation. Let that one be legitimate. That's fine. You got all these other issues over here that are not legitimate and definitely seem shady that you could point to about Michigan corruption. Now, Ohio State has our own issues too. I'm not saying Ohio State is clean and above board, but, like, going well above the Ward Manuel situation, like, the fact you had a university president, because Santa Ono, if I'm not mistaken, remember how he was going to take the job at Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Santa Ono was going to be the president at Florida, and then he left Michigan to go be their president, and then their board was like, we decided against it.
Yeah.
And everybody said at the time, wonder what they knew. Maybe some of it has to do with this lawsuit. I don't know what their decision making was there, but
how is it that Florida can know that? But it's taking this whole investigation. This been going on. This cheating scandal was 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You kidding me, right?
Yeah, man. It's almost like if you wanted to know, you could have known,
man.
If you wanted to know, if you wanted to look around, you could have known, but they don't like to look around at Michigan. They like to look up their own asses and say how great they are at all times. And then, I mean, granted, they are looking at a national championship now and saying, hey, we won in basketball. You guys are all just haters. I mean, we are, for sure. But, like, you can't deny that there's some shady stuff that happened preceding that. I'm saying you can have Dusty May and that championship. By the way, he got out of town as quickly as he could.
Because
he probably looked around and saw how all the walls are caving in.
Smart man.
But that guy, at least, like, let's say that's all legitimate, and I have no reason to doubt that it wasn't. Like, I'm sure it was a legit championship. He built a squad. They ran through the NCAA. Good for them. I'm just saying, that all aside, the rest of that athletic department has been in shambles, and even the guy that he was brought in to replace was a disaster hire. So, like, how Ward Manuel has survived that, even with the championships, one of which is tainted by literally every guy on that coaching staff having issues,
But they
tell me how that one makes sense.
But Jim Harbaugh did an interview when he got to the Chargers, and he said that they did nothing wrong. And
Jim Harbaugh knew nothing.
He said that
he's the most clueless head coach you've ever met in your life.
His father taught him integrity and all of this.
His father taught him how to close his eyes and be like, "I don't
the right way.
What cheating? Where's the vacuum cleaner salesman? I want him to stand right next to me for the biggest plays of the season. I didn't even know who he was, but I wanted him next to me. He's good at, I don't know, getting vacuums to work. I don't know what the deal is with Connor Stallion. Somehow that whole scandal, like all of it, Jim Harbaugh knew nothing about it, though. He knew nothing about it. If that's what you want to believe, that's fine.
Can I use the radio station signal for my personal gain?
I don't know. What are you going to do?
What are you talking about right now?
I thought it would be easy to try to find a place in this city where you can rent a canoe or a kayak.
Okay.
Not as easy as I thought. I need some recommendations from the people.
Wait, why are you trying to rent a canoe or a kayak?
It's my girlfriend's birthday tomorrow, and that's what she wants to do.
You're a little late.
So you've left this until the day before?
She wants to do it Thursday. So,
2 days.
So 2 days. 48 hours to figure it out.
Well, y'all better help him out. LW in the chat, Hot Take Tuesday. People with food allergies should be forced to live on their own island.
Yeah, get them out of here.
By Joshua Perry.
Joshua Perry? Why? It's not their fault that they have a food allergy. What are we talking about? Not their fault they have a food allergy.
Yeah. I should be able to send my child to school with a peanut butter sandwich. Dang it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
His
parents aren't tough enough, right, with their kids being like, can I have a Reese's cup? It's like, no, you'll die. Nope, sorry. You can't have that. We can't go here. We can't go there. Now it's like, but at least you can go to school where it's peanut and allergen free. And it's like, nope, Dylan wants to send his kid with a PB&J. So sorry. Now that place is not safe for you. Also, I saw this one from Harlan, Hot Take Tuesday. He said, eggs should not be eaten after noon. This includes even if you go to brunch, you got to eat them before noon. Also, breakfast for dinner, miss me with that. all accurate. And you know what?
Whoa.
If tomorrow they said eggs have been deleted from the universe, I'd be like, well, I'm not really going to miss them.
That's hypocritical.
I'm not going to miss them.
So you're all aboard of let's eat a burger at 7 a.m., but I can't eat eggs at 7 p.m.?
No.
Come on.
That's my argument, is if we're going to, with the breakfast for dinner thing, it is apparently very acceptable to do that. It has been much less acceptable to get a steak at 7 a.m. And what I'm saying is, until we get equality there, I'm not going to take it. When you're all like, wouldn't it be fine to have breakfast for dinner? No, it sounds miserable. Give me dinner for dinner and give me dinner for breakfast. I don't like breakfast is okay.
I'm for breaking all the walls down, T-Bone. I want to be able to eat
Y2J.
Yes, Chris Jericho. Yes, any meal at any time. Why are we shaming people for eating what they want to eat?
I'm with you.
Based off of the clock, that's weird to me.
I'm with you.
Society has you guys trained.
I'm with you that you should be able to eat whenever you want. I'm saying if we're not going to allow that going backwards, then I'm going to be resistant going forwards. That's my point. But also further, I'm saying I don't need eggs. If they deleted from the universe tomorrow, I wouldn't miss them. I'll just find a breakfast would be still fine with me. I'll eat hash browns and bacon and sauce. I'll be good. I can still eat that stuff.
No omelets, though.
Okay, great.
What do you mean, okay?
I feel obligated to eat an omelet when I go to a breakfast place just because it's like half the menu.
A little salsa on the side?
I don't need it. Man. It's fine.
We got omelets at home. That's how I am with omelets. I can make a mean omelet. I don't need someone to make me one.
I agree.
That's right.
But he's saying get rid of eggs completely.
Yeah, I didn't say get rid of them. I said if they left, I'm not going to like throw a funeral for them. I'm not going to be shedding tears. I'd be like, oh, well, anyway, what's for breakfast? Something that's better that I enjoy because I usually don't prefer eggs. One prominent NFL coach pretty much let the cat out of the bag when it comes to why more teams don't play on real grass. Details in 2 minutes. T-Bone Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Right now, another crash being reported on 23 in that northbound direction. This time around, it is just south of Lockburn, really, in Pickaway County. The right shoulder is blocked once again, 23 north at State Route 762. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Nitsa.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com.
Tyvis Powell helped the Buckeyes win a national championship. T-Bone watched Tyvis Powell help the Buckeyes win a national championship. Equally important, you're listening to T-Bone and Tyvis.
Let me tell you how sick the world is.
Okay.
So, you know, as the healthy guy on this show, I try to promote a healthy lifestyle.
Let me tell you how
crazy the world worked, though. I sit here all the time and talk about you should eat healthier. How about the healthy option gives you diarrhea right now? How's that messed up the world
he's still
is?
On that.
I can't let it go.
I know.
You're going to eat a salad, you're going to have diarrhea. What is that?
One prominent rapper once said, I guess we'll never know.
I just could not give a bollocks.
I'm not with that. I'm not eating the salads. So you know what? That's too bad. In fact, you know what I tried to do, Tyvis? Last week, I went and bought those bags of salad.
They say that's the worst.
Home and they immediately were like, whatever you do, don't eat the bags of salad. The pre-washed, those are the ones that are the worst. And I was like, well, that's a sign from the universe.
You threw it away.
Today's not the day for the diet to start. So you
pitched it.
In the trash. Done. Mm. Gone. But you know what? I'll go out and buy some and bring them in if you would like to experience some explosive diarrhea. Maybe that'll kickstart your health journey.
It'll help you lose weight.
It'll help you lose weight. That's right. You lose some weight.
I don't know if I want to be running out of here in the breaks having to go to the toilet.
I wouldn't want you to have to do that. That would be bad.
This comes because Bearded Buckle Billy says, would you believe me if I said I lost 5 pounds listening to the show while T-Bone was in New York because me and Josh did not talk food?
I believe that.
Z Dog commented that day was like, we got to get Poe back to talk some food.
I responded to Beard Buckabilly and told him that I lost weight when you were gone, Tyvis, and then I immediately gained it back when you returned.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you buy him food. That's factual.
I bought him one food thing since I've been back. So
I'm at my max weight.
210?
I'm at 210.
That's because you're happy in your relationship.
That's good. There you go. See, now
I need some lettuce diarrhea.
Jessica, she like you with a little something to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Do something.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Learned that from you, Tyvis.
Tyvis, that's
whatever the lieutenant tells me.
By the way, what did you say in the break about eggs? You said sometimes, because I said I don't need eggs. Eggs are nothing to me. But you said sometimes your entire meal consists of what?
Egg whites.
I don't relate to that at all. How is that even a meal? That sounds like a punishment.
You can get them in like a carton where it's just egg whites. Because if you don't, you got to like sift the egg and just pour out.
I have baked. I do know about sifting out the egg whites and the yolks. I've done that.
So I just get the carton that's just pure egg whites and you put it in the little skillet. Mm. You throw some spinach and some peppers in there.
Mm-mm. Ryan Day, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, the whites are good.
Thank you.
Look, the fan cafe. Our salads is clean upstairs.
No, they're not. No, I don't buy that for a second.
Whoever runs that account is cynical, man.
You also, I guess, when you go to get like any type of tacos or anything, you got to stay away from the lettuce.
You
and
seen
the tomatoes.
Taco Bell like got they rid stopped, of a bunch yeah. of stuff,
but you know what they still have?
Tortillas.
All right, this is dumb. Giants coach John Harbaugh, his brother knows nothing about cheating. John Harbaugh, now with the Giants, was talking actually a few weeks ago, but it came up because a lot of coaches and players are starting to talk about with the World Cup almost being over, some of that beautiful natural turf is going to get ripped out of these stadiums. They're going to put it back to the artificial crap that everybody hates. Well, John Harbaugh was asked about MetLife Stadium, which is hosting the final of the World Cup this weekend. They've had natural grass surfaces down this whole month. And they said, hey, what do you think of that? And he said, apparently, quote, oh, you're going to try to draw me into the turf versus grass stuff. And Roger Goodell is going to call me up and he's going to get mad at me because I'm probably not going to say what he wants me to say. So that's all I'm going to say. It's a good surface out there. It's a good artificial surface. I'll say that. So right there, you got it. There's company marching orders coming down from Roger Goodell telling these guys, hey, don't you disparage our artificial turf. We know what all these players want. We know what everybody says.
The players come out all the time.
They talk about it constantly. And I saw Jerry Jones, one of his quotes that he had about all this, I don't know if I'm paraphrasing, but he essentially said, well, it's a budget issue. It's an economic issue. And if the players like the economics of the NFL, they want to keep getting all their money, they'll stop talking about the grass. Essentially saying, if we have to pay more for grass, we're going to have less money for the players, which I think is so stupid. Like,
but the less, if you got more money for the grass, that extends the player's career.
Yeah, which would be, I think, a benefit that most players would want.
They would end up getting the money anyway.
Well, it's a false argument. It's a false dichotomy because he's saying it's either
a multi-billion dollar company. You can't put no grass down.
Do you understand? Like,
they cry I'm poor, and it's hilarious to me.
Do you guys understand? I know I brought this up before, but like, maybe if you've watched France play and you've seen Kylian Mbappe, or you've watched England play Jude Bellingham. Both of those guys are two of the highest paid guys in soccer. They both play for Real Madrid. Okay. Real Madrid Stadium has trays that their grass sits on that when the game is over, they don't slide out of the stadium. They go underground like 100 feet. And each one of these giant trays, they have water systems to water the grass. They have artificial lamps that grow the grass underground in the dark. People can walk over the grass, like the groundskeepers can mow it while it's under there. Like, they can do all this stuff to it underground, and Shakira can be doing a concert upstairs on the actual stadium. And then when it's game time, they bring the grass back up. It comes out. It looks awesome. The players' knees are better, and they've got the money to afford all these great players, all this stuff they bring in. And that's not even the biggest league in Europe. Spain is not the biggest league in Europe. England is. So if they can afford it, they got
enough money to pay the cost to get you, then pay you another salary of multi-million. Yeah, well.
You just had a guy buy an NFL franchise for $9 billion. You're going to tell me that there's not enough money in this league to put some real grass down? If the players are asking for it, like,
turf easier to maintain.
It's easier and cheaper
for these
billionaires to not have to spend a little extra money. The richest league in the world, supposedly, we keep being told that by all the people who work for the NFL, but yet, when it comes time to actually do something like rich people stuff, like if you moved into a neighborhood where all the other rich people have immaculate groundskeeping and beautiful landscaping and freshly cut grass, and then you rolled out and just put out like fake artificial turf grass on your thing, like everybody would make fun of you. That's the NFL right now. That's what you have.
Yes,
and
that's very true, actually.
Embarrassing. But yet they'll sit there and cry poor.
Grass is a status symbol. Kentucky bluegrass.
Also, people are mad about the World Cup. Have you seen this? Because, today there's semifinal games, final four, right? Spain and France today.
It was nothing going on. No sports.
I didn't say that.
That's what you said.
No, I said people say that.
Oh, okay.
People are wrong.
You did say that.
But today, that game is a semifinal. It's a final four game for the World Cup. Guess what time it is?
3.
Yep. A lot of people here in the U.S.
Why are they mad about that?
Because this is our tournament. Why do we not get it at 8 p.m.? Like, get it at a prime time for U.S. viewership. Apparently FIFA says we don't care about that. We want to make sure Europe gets to see it in the time spots they want. So yeah, that game's at 3. The game tomorrow's at 3. The final, I think, on Sunday is at 3.
I love
it. If I'm not mistaken.
What's the problem?
Or Saturday. I can't remember if it's Saturday or Sunday the final is.
What's the problem?
I don't mind it either, but we work in the mornings. I'm saying a lot of people who don't work in the mornings. There's a lot of people going to be at work at 3 p.m.
This is the greatest news I've ever heard.
There's going to be a lot of people at 3 p.m. who would like to watch this game or who might flip it on, but they're going to be at work. They're not going to take the day off to watch, you know, France and Spain.
The final is Saturday at 5. I feel like that's not bad.
Is it 5? Good. Okay, Saturday at 5 is, yeah, that's a great time.
It's only a 2-hour event, right?
Well, unless it goes to penalty kicks, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's 90 minutes.
Dylan, did you really hit a bird yesterday?
Yeah. Well, a bird hit me just like a bird hit you. Wait, what is going on? You had a bird hit you yesterday? Yeah, flew right into my windshield.
Why are you saying like that to him? You accused me of hitting it, but the bird hit him.
Because I trust him to be a better driver than you.
This man been in an accident.
Yeah, and that person drove in front of him, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unlike you, I also have my own car.
You're the one who got stuck in a ditch because you didn't know you had a parking brake on. Don't talk to me about who the better driver is here. What we need to talk about is...
What's going on with these birds that they're committing suicide? That seems to be what's going on.
It's apparently a mass casualty event going on with birds this week. So we got to find out what's going on there. They announced a new version of Angry Birds. Is Angry Birds going to be in the new version of of Grand Theft Auto. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a part of that. All right, we'll hit the buzzer next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Starting on the west side, we are still seeing some backups after a crash on 270 northbound just beyond Roberts Road. That left shoulder is closed as you're heading up towards Hilliard this Tuesday morning. We also have a new crash into our system over towards that east side just south of Reynoldsburg. The right shoulder is blocked on 70 westbound just when you're passing Hill Road, also known as State Route 256. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, July 30th, and all email submissions must be in by July 27th. Enter today. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tyvus has a bum wrist from playing football. Bone has a bum wrist from opening the heavy doors at Sheetz. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Joining the program, a guy who sits in the two chair, but is always on the updates in the top of the hour. Eric Reeser. Hi, buddy.
Hello.
Have you ever ran over an animal with your car?
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Not that I know of.
You've never like got like a possum or something?
No.
Good for you.
Thanks.
You ever seen Buck with his pants down?
I thought you were going.
Where did that, like, why? Why are you asking that question?
Well, because Sunday, a bird hit me, and then yesterday, a bird hit Dylan.
They both hit birds with their cars.
And yeah.
Tyvus is trying.
That's not your fault.
Thank you.
I mean, you could have maybe looked.
There was he hit me.
It was an emu. Like, how did you miss it? It was standing in the middle of the road.
You hit an emu?
Listen to you.
At that point, you're looking for it.
Yeah, that's a crime.
So now I'm wondering, are you driving crime over the curb? Did you and are see, you whose car are you using?
You can't trust animals. Did you see the bison attack?
Yeah, I'm putting that on the people.
Yeah. Same. I usually would. But when I looked at it, it looked pretty far. It looked like they were pretty far away.
Yeah, I'm still not taking a picture. I'm not trying to look at the bison.
That's fair.
We had another listener send us a picture. He was at Yellowstone back in 2024, and in the car park, there was a bison that just trotted in and plopped down and laid in the ground between cars. And at that point, I'm either getting in my car driving away, or I'm just getting in my car till the bison leaves.
Yeah, sure enough. Get some protection between you and it, because you might be there for hours.
And then the guy filming the video where the elderly person gets launched 10 feet in the air, thanks for all of your assistance.
Well,
stood there and filmed.
So apparently,
I'm not doing that. I'm leaving the area.
That guy apparently.
I'm trying to get the bison's attention.
Well, he said what he did was, because he apparently had been filming this bison because it walked into a campground. That's why there were all these people around, because they're camped there. So he and other people.
A picnic in Yellowstone. Yeah. Like, what a wonderful day.
Right. They moved away to get away from this bison. And then he's a photographer. This is what he does for a living. So he's like, I'm going to try to get pictures. He said he was way far away from it. He had a big zoom lens or whatever. And when he started trotting toward this guy, he said they even thought it was going towards that car, because there was a truck that drove past it.
Yep.
And then it turned out the truck moved and the guy was just there and it chased him around. And he said once it flipped the guy and was apparently standing over him, that's when people started running towards the guy and the bison, tried to scare it off. Because apparently they thought, well, if he gets him the first time, that's on the guy. But he stands over top of him and then hurts him. Then it's now we'll jump in. So,
I mean, what was he supposed to do?
You got to run and help your fellow man.
No, I'm saying, what was the old guy supposed to do?
Not take a picture of the bison. Not stand there and look at the bison.
Mind his business.
Exit the area.
He was at a good distance, though.
I don't think there is
a good distance.
I don't think it would have mattered.
Until you can no longer see the bison is a good distance.
I would have ran and jumped on
something. No, I tell you.
I would have climbed the tree.
we did something dumb the last time we went to the Smoky Mountains. There's a part where you can see elk, which elk are massive. If you've never seen like an elk in person, they're like gigantic deer, huge.
No, I don't travel, so I don't, you know. Unless they're in Ohio, I wouldn't see it.
But where we were, we pulled off the road, and these elk were probably like 50 yards away. And we stayed that far away, but I don't think that, now watching that video, I don't think that was far enough. Cause they say those elk can like, they'll stomp you, they'll charge you, they can be pretty mean, but there were like 20 of them. There was a huge group of them just sitting there, and they were all pretty docile. They were all pretty chill.
All 20 of them looked at y'all and just took off.
I would have been like, you would have seen video of my fat ass getting trampled by some elk. I'd been at the Elk Lodge. They would have been talking about me the next day. Like, remember that big guy we got? The big ginger? He was good.
We had an Iditarod champion on the show a couple years ago who, during the Iditarod, had to put down an elk because it was charging at him.
The sled dog race.
Sled dog race, right.
How did he put him down?
With a gun.
Wow.
Fair enough.
There's just different levels of, like, hey,
Do you like getting a lot of trouble for that?
No.
I'm going to say.
So you have to document everything, and I think he had to call a team in to collect the elk. And so I think as long as he was, there are rules for it, because I'm sure within the, however long the Iditarod's been going on, that situation's happened. Several times.
Dog sled race up in Alaska, right?
Yes.
Where they do that. Like that, I think we use the phrase built different way too much. Because like sometimes you have like a high school corner who's like 5'8 and a 147 who's like, I'm built different. And then you got a guy who's out in Alaska in the wilderness shooting an elk to protect his deer as he runs a 1,000-mile dog sled race. That guy is built different, is what I'm going to say. That dude is built different. I don't know if every high school player is built different.
I'm going to be honest. When I first met you, I was like, Bone, built different.
I was like
a physical anomaly.
T-Bone and Tyvis, built different.
Both built different.
Both built different.
Both built different. That is very
It's an accurate phrase.
Exactly right. What do you guys have coming up on the show today, Reese?
So Dom Tabari will join us at 10:30, pull him out of retirement just for 15 minutes this morning. I mean, he's got less than a month, and then he's got to get his ass back to work. So we're going to see if he's in game shape, or at least working towards game shape before that September 5th Ohio State matchup with Ball State. And then we got our 20 most interesting program series continues today with Texas. So we're sticking in the Lone Star State. We did Texas Tech yesterday. The 11 o'clock hour, the Texas Longhorns, as Arch Manning finally have enough this year. Anwar Richardson has covered the Longhorns forever for orangebloods.com. He'll join us at 11:30 to preview the Longhorns in 26.
If they don't get it done this year, is it the coach?
No, I think Sarkisian's the right coach. I think Manning's really good, but he's not great.
Not number one pick in the next draft. No.
Hear that, Dylan?
He's going to be it.
Oh, no, I don't.
He might be the number one pick, but NFL teams are stupid when it comes to picking quarterbacks.
That is 100%. Fair.
There you go. More of that coming up 9 to noon right here on The Fan with Bishop and Friends coming up next.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown.
For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right, so Jacob Mizrowski, pitcher for the Brewers, who throws, you know, a billion miles an hour. I believe he's starting for the National League tonight. Am I wrong? Or what did I? Yeah, is he starting tonight?
I think it's Christopher Sanchez the Phillies.
Okay, yeah, sorry. But he's starting,
that's right. He'll be on the mound for the NL tonight.
Okay, so Jacob Mizrowski has a Pokemon-themed All-Star Game glove. And it is yellow, it is red, it is orange. It's a very unique-looking glove. However, he has a Charizard card, like where the webbing is.
Okay.
You know, like where you usually would have between your thumb and index finger. That's where he has a Pokemon card in the glove. Now, it's an All-Star game, so who cares, right? It's just fun, but I don't know. Is that valuable?
That's what I wanted. I was going to ask you.
Is that a flex? Is that him saying, I got millions of dollars? I
can Charizard?
I don't know.
It's a first edition holographic Charizard. That's a flex. Anything else, get out of here. Okay. If he's got Pikachu in the mitt, I don't care.
It does look holographic. I mean, that's, wow. All right, let him live. Enjoy that tonight. We'll probably talk about it.
I think Bo watched
tomorrow.
Some baseball last night.
Oh, Home Run Derby.
So we might start the show with that, because that's some breaking news.
That is breaking news in and of itself. Bishop and Friends next. We'll see you tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
In South Columbus, two crashes happening not too far away from each other on 23. The first one's going to be over by the Hamilton Meadows area, 23 northbound at Rathmill Road. Right before you're hitting 270, that interchange, that right lane is blocked. We also have a crash, though, not too far away, as I mentioned. This is more west of Commercial Point, 23 northbound at State Route 762. That right shoulder is currently restricted. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan traffic. Have a great day.